And but it's good, and we've had a great time. Lots of learning, lots of growing for everyone. God's showing wonderful things and paradigms and things to overcome, which is great. Challenges. If you ain't growing, you're dying. And Dylan's—he's been here as well, so it's nice that he's on this here. He's coming on again now. He was here yesterday, and he was at Sakina's house as well. Sakina's done a really fantastic job as well hosting this, and she wants to do more, which really blesses me. And more regular, like we can do regular things. We're not limited to once a year. And really, the fellowship is where it's at. If you think, I always kind of bring my mind back to where we've had that lockdown, even though it was a good few years ago. It took everything out of balance. A lot of people become introvert and stay behind closed doors for fear of the Jews, and fear of the virus, or it made people antisocial and scared. But God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power, love, and a sound mind. And God wants us to come out of anything that would hold us or hold us back indirectly, is indirect, because the world changed at that time when they tried to bring their fear mongering in. And there, obviously there was flu there, but they just made it so much more than it actually was. And nothing that's been different to any other generation through time. And there won't be anything more like that anyway. It's all, every generation there's been something, hasn't there, right? But nothing that's going to wipe anyone out. And that happens when we're gathered together and Jesus Christ comes back. And even still, there's still another 1,000 years after Satan's bound. So like we can see through the crap and the lies and what the world, the smoke screen of fear. And that's what we got to do. We've got to rise above the smoke screen of fear, not just in what the world is saying and promoting, and but what we speak. Now, God wants us fearless in what we speak. If we're talking to people that are in paradigms, traditional paradigms, of the old, like the old way, like we were, in different types of mindsets, you've got to be bold to speak if you're going to break anything, if you're going to highlight anything. We can't be politically correct. If you're a believer, you are not politically correct. Yeah, we watch what we say and we use wisdom in situations, right? So I'm not saying that don't use wisdom, but when push comes to shove, we're not politically correct. We say what needs to be said so that people can be free, and people can either accept your words or reject your words, or they can receive them gladly. Yeah. So I've learned this, like this is, I've learned this the last 6 years, like to become more bolder, because you're going to be judging whatever you do anyway, So why not be bold and say what's in your heart? Let God express himself through your words, through the Holy Spirit in you, and he will really cause you to rise up boldly. Jesus was bold. He was a radical in his day and time, and he held no prisoners. He didn't, he was not unapologetic. He didn't say sorry for what he had to say, did he? But he said what he had to say, and he used wisdom as well. He walked in great love, even with people that opposed themselves, and he gave everyone an opportunity. And that's what, we need to do if we're going to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ, because we come with the love of God. No, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. So it's that love of God that energizes faith and extends grace. Grace has come to the earth, through God sending Jesus Christ. By Jesus Christ, grace and truth came. And now we can live in that grace, speak in that grace, move in that grace, and speak the truth from the Spirit of God. That's where the truth come from that Spirit of God coming through the words of Jesus Christ, fulfilling the written scriptures, and proving himself to be that man of God. And so God really wants us to be bold, confident. You've got one life to live. Don't waste it. Don't waste your gifts and talents that God's put within you through that Holy Spirit. Now, having that situation I had a year ago, and God saved me and blessed me, I become bold. I become bold. I realize times like that. and that there's no age in the spirit of God. You know, we can move, but we have to take the moves, else your life will pass you by waiting on things. So as God inspires you, then move. Like I admire Carl Morton and Brett, you know, taking the moves that they're doing right now in their stage of life, and you know, they're moving, selling up, and they're buying another house. That's a big thing. You know, like moving, and at their stage, they should be able to say, oh, it's all done now. But no, they're not blessed. They want to move where God wants them to go. And so they've taken those steps, you know, take some boldness, take some faith to do that. And they're moving in faith as well, all the things that have come together for them, step by step. And it takes time. Sometimes it's a process. Sometimes things can be immediately, but you'll get what you believe for and what you want, you know, and believing is acting on the words, knowing that God's promises are sure. That's a song. Someone done a song. Believing is acting on the word, knowing that God's promises are sure, keeping your eyes on the Lord. Believing is acting on the word. And it's so true. That's what believing is about. We act upon the words of God. He makes our feet like hinds feet. He sets us upon our high places. He's ordered our steps in his word, and he's not letting any sin have dominion over us. In other words, sin may abound and be around, but it's not going to take over your life. It's not going to have the last say in your life. You are God's kids. Sin will not have the last say in you. You know, so we're free, we're blessed. And I, you know, things are on the move. And when things are on the move, when things begin to move forward and expand, it, you know, it's like if you put your foot down in a car, you spin the wheels and then you kick up the dust. And that's what happens when we start moving spiritually. The dust is being kicked in the devil's face, you know, because he's eaten that dirt of the ground. And he don't like it. He wants to try and upset you. He wants to try and shake you. But, you know, that's why we're exhorted to continue steadfast in the faith, always abounding. God wants us to always abound. He doesn't want us to disabound. And things will come up. That's why you got faith. Use your faith with the things that come against you. Speak the solution. Command the devil's spirit us out. No, devil spirits work through people, through words. God works for us through his Holy Spirit, and he gets his message out through words. All life is conditioned by words, but what are the words? Are they spiritual or are they carnal? And God wants us to be spiritual. And at times, some of our words can be carnal. Some we could be five senses at times. I know I am. But when we focus, like the true heart is God. God first. And we practice our faith. No, so none of us are perfect on it. We're going to screw up daily, probably, you know, and or make mistakes here, make mistakes there. That's fine. But it's like, it's the intent of the heart. That's what God looks at. And the word goes to the intent of the heart. No, it's right down. It discerns right to the bone and marrow, right down to the depths. And it cleans and it washes. You know, so the words that are being spoken, just receive it now. It's, just take it like a shower. It's washing. It's cleaning. It's, you know, because it's spirit and it's life. The words are spirit and life. That's what Jesus Christ said his words were, spirit and life. Coming from the Spirit of God through his mouth. And we know the great principle, God's spirit teaches your spirit. And your spirit teaches your mind, and then that becomes manifested in the senses realm as you act. So, for an example, I have the spirit of God. Now I'm going to act. Sharabakalemiyanda la masondo koriyanda. Manifestations of speaking in tongues. That's just as great as the manifestation of faith, manifestations of miracles, manifestations of healing, and all the other manifestations there, right? It's a manifestation of the one gift of Holy Spirit. And God anointed Jesus Christ of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good, healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. There's people oppressed of the devil. And God's with you. You got the words of deliverance. You got the words of life. God says, now speak my word. Declare my word. It's like Sangit said to me when I reconnected him. I will speak thy word. That's what Sangit says he decided to do to God. He said, I will speak thy word. And I decided the same. I copied his example. Okay, Lord, I will speak thy word. That's two now, speaking the words. What about you? Are you going to decide from this day that you will speak his word and not yours? Are you going to say what you want and not what you see? Say what you want, not what you feel. Are you going to be moved by your emotions, or are you going to be moved by the Spirit of God? Are you going to bring everything subject to the obedience of Christ? You know, Jesus Christ said, in the end times, he said, the love of many will wax cold. And that word love in that record is agape, and it's referring to the believer. So basically he was saying, in the end times, the love of the believer will wax cold because of iniquity or offense. All right, so because of offense, being offended, it can cause a believer's love to grow cold, especially if we dwell on that, if we look on that, if we hold grudges, or if we get offended too much by things. And we can easily all be offended, and we can all be so offensive as well. Some of the things we do and some of our attitudes or reactions or looks, we can offend in deed and in actions, and thereby cause the love of a believer to grow cold, where they don't want to receive the words, where they don't want to go to God, where they give up on the believer's life, where they think it's just too hard. But what are you giving up? You're just going to be molded back in and blended back into the world. And God doesn't want any believer, he doesn't want your love to grow cold. He wants your love to come hot, white hot, white hot. So it's melting everything around. He's melting hearts. It's melting resentment. It's melting regrets. It's melting hurts. It's melting devil spirits out of your life too, that try and attack you through your old nature and through your paradigms or through other people's words around you. When that love of God never fails, that love of God is pure and it covereth a multitude of sins. You know, we can all bring up stuff with each other, but it's the love of God that covereth a multitude of sins. We don't look at the wrong. We look at God, okay? And we move forward and we declare what God says. I am the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. I am accepted in the Beloved. My God never leaves me or forsakes me. I've been engrafted and planted in. And so I'm accepted before God. And I'm righteous and I'm justified and I'm sanctified. Sometimes we don't feel righteous. Sometimes we don't feel sanctified. Right? Righteous, justified, sanctified, redeemed. We have the words and ministry of reconciliation. We need to reconcile our minds back to the Spirit. Agree with God. Come into agreement with God where two are in agreement. You and God be in agreement. Whatever you say will be done for you. Come together with another believer to an agreement. Whatever you decide together will come to pass. You are powerful. Remember, you are powerful. Rather be at loggerheads, rather be healed, rather be restored, rather be recovered, rather walk in strength. And this is what I love about these meetings. It shows up a lot of things and it shows us how to move, how we should be. When we don't like things as they are, then it shows there needs to be a change. So what do we change? What do? How do we move? And, you know, and again, even though we love one another and we're not in this for friendship, right? The friendship will come and be developed. Like when Jesus met the 12, they had to get to know each other. And they based their friendship upon their sonship and upon their standing before God, right? And everything was based upon their walk with God. And Jesus was showing the way. He was leading the way because he's the way, the truth, and the life. So he was showing them the way. This is how we talk. This is how we behave. This is how we act. This is how we command. This is how we do the things. And that's what these meetings are about. We come together and we learn from one another. God God's been working something in you that I might have never seen. You know, oh, wow, that's really great. I'll practice this in my life. And it's iron sharpeneth iron. You know, we got to get ourselves out of the carnal and walk in. But this, we are in the spiritual. We're always in the presence of God. But is our mind there? Is our heart there? And that's when we can reach up into daddy's cookie jar, is when our minds are there. You can't see nothing if your head ain't there. And so your head's got to be in God, in his truth, in his love, in his presence, in his power, knowing that he loves you dearly, that you are the lights of this world. Nothing can harm you. Nothing can touch you when you're with God. You know, feelings, you know, feelings are a strong emotion and can control you all your days. But God is breaking things. He's removing things. He's healing things. He's melting negative emotion out of your life. He's melting negative thoughts out of your life. He's giving you his words of life. And he's causing you to rise up, to be strong, to be bold, to be as he is in this world. You are as he is. Now he's causing you to be that. Not just a saying, not just a confession, but to be that, to be the lights in the world, to shine. You know, to shine and be that one. You be that one for God. If like no one else was around, you're the only believer in the world. See yourself like that. Then you won't feel lonely. I'm the only believer that's really doing this, right? And then so now you see the urgency of the times. Now you see the urgency of reaching out and people coming from darkness to light. It's a wake up. God wants to wake you up. Wake up. Don't stay where you are. God says you're far behind if you look behind. You'll stay behind, but there's much more. Listen, all of us have situations at times, but God has put you over and above. It's when we're in the heavenlies, in our hearts and minds, and we're speaking that into this physical realm, then we start manifesting the heavenlies into the physical. And that's walking by faith. The just shall live by faith, not by their pay packet, not by their connections. The just shall live by faith. God's work gets done not through your connections, not through your pay packet, but that all that contribute, but it comes from faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. The only thing that pleases God is faith. And he that goes to God must believe that God is, and that God is a rewarder of those that diligently seek him. We got to think differently. We can't think like we've used to think. This is a different day, a different time, same truths, but in a different light. God's saying now is the time to move on the crest of the greatness of God's truth coming from your mouth. Because we've lived from the scriptures, and now God says, now you're going to live by fresh bread. Every word that is proceeding out of the mouth of God, you will live by. That's how you're going to live. That's how you're going to move mountains. That's how you're going to receive abundance. That's how you're going to receive deliverance. That's how you're going to receive healings. The just shall live by faith, not by their knowledge. Chuck your knowledge away. Let God have the say. Don't let your knowledge have the say, but let God have the say. Let God give you those life-giving words, those life-changing words. No, a prophet was a prophet because he had the Spirit of God upon him, and he only spoke what God put in his heart to speak. And they went through some things. Those prophets suffered a lot, you know, for speaking God's word. You know, they had a lot of kickback. And that's what I'm saying. You know, do you think anything's changed? The only thing that's changed is administration and that we have authority over things. But devil can only use what he's got. Same old tricks, same old way. And you're way above that. And once we start to recognize it, we can become more bold. We can see things happen more. And God wants you to see the signs, miracles, and wonders in your area. He wants you to minister to people in your area. He wants you to begin that, begin ministering, begin speaking, just begin declaring over your area what's going to happen. Say what you want, not what you see. Like, great for Carl Morton and Britt, when they go to their new area, they can now start speaking what they want in that area. Before they even get there, it's already done in their mind, and they've already declared it. And then they walk into it and it starts to manifest. And they'll be like, wow, look at all these blessings popping up. Because they've sown the seeds of greatness. They've spoken the word of God, and it became. They've called those things which be not as though they were. They've called it into existence through faith. They've seen it in their mind. Now they've spoken it into the atmosphere where it can become manifested. That's how we move and live and have our being. You've got to see it in your mind. And that's why God's word paints pictures. You've got to visualize it. God, give me your pictures. Give me your visualization of things. So I see this meeting here from this. Doesn't matter what it looks like to the people here or the people outside, what they think, good or bad. I see it is going to produce great leaders in this day and time, as well as the next generations and the generations after that and that and that until Christ gathers us up. So great things are happening in the great USA and in Europe. And in UK, it's happening already. It's running. The word is running swiftly. The word of Jehovah runs swiftly, not slowly. Swiftly, God can do it. And you need to start making moves. You need to step out. Christopher Columbus stepped out and he discovered new worlds or new continents and stuff is and countries, right? He stepped out. He would have never seen it if he didn't step out with God. And obviously God was working in all that stuff. When we look back at history, God had to be working in that stuff for these things to develop. Because God wants all men to be saved. He wants a family, but he wants a really big family. And so now step out. Be a spiritual Christopher Columbus. Have a look at what he done. I don't know. I'm going to have to go and look myself. But I just come to my mind, so I'm going to check it out. What did he do? I got a little bit of an idea. But the point is, begin. If it's going to be, you've got to move. You've got to declare. You've got to see, speak, and move. See, speak, and move. Act. Believing is acting upon the word, knowing that God's promises are sure. Right? So, again, with the confessions, God says, you know, Jesus says, you speak unto this mountain, be thou removed, be thou cast into the sea, and believe in your heart, and believe the things that you said and doubt not, you shall have whatsoever you say. That's what it means. That's what it says. If you do that, that's what you get. You got to believe it, but you got to start doing it. Your word frames your world. So whatever you're speaking, you're speaking negatives, thinking negatives and speaking negatives. You know, when we get upset, it's because we're churned up in the mind, churned up in the heart, and then we speak what we're feeling. And then it stays the same, or it can get worse. And that's why I say emotions are strong, right? But that's where we can bring our mind and emotions subject to what God is saying. You have to practice it. It's a little bit difficult at times, especially when you're upset, especially when you're churned up. It's not so easy, is it? But that's the faith. That's the walk of faith. God wants us to use our words. God wants us to control our thinking. God wants us to bring every thought subject to the obedience of Christ. God wants us to say what we want, not what we see. Come back to God's words of encouragement, which is say what you want, not what you see. Start to confess again. Just because you've done it once doesn't mean to say you've got it all together. You know, just because you might have listened to some of the sharings on it, that you've got it all worked out. No, you need to live it. You need to do it. Best be doers of the word, not hearers only, deceiving our own self, wondering why nothing's working out for us. Right? Oh, yeah, I know about abundant sharing. God really blesses us, but you don't abundantly share. Wonder why you're not prospering. You've got to do it. You've got to give to God. You're stepping on your own foot when you don't honor God. You're stepping on, we used to call it stepping on the hose, where the water flows through. If you don't do that from your heart and with love and with understanding, you got to do it with faith. Everything is of faith, like Cain and Abel. Jason can tell you all about Cain and Abel and about their giving. He does a good sharing on that. He's worked that. It's all about the faith. You've got to give with faith and expectancy. You've got to expect and you've got to act. Really, that's where it's all about. It has to be in coordination, Like, if I'm going to cut my steak up, I need to use my knife and my fork, right? I'm not going to just cut it up with my fork, and I'm not just going to cut it up with my knife. I need to use both hands. And it's just very simple things like that. God wants you so blessed, so successful. He wants you to understand you are world changers. He wants you to understand you are so very powerful. You are just like Christ is. You really are. I'm not, read the book. God said it. I'm just reiterating it and reinforcing it. You are as he is in this world. You can do the same works that Jesus done and greater because he's gone to the Father. You have the words of life now. You can say to people, I have the words of life. Because you do, right? You can say to people, me and my Father are one, just like Jesus did. Whatever he said, you can say in that context. Me and my Father are one. We are one in heart, one in mind, one in purpose. My will is to do my Father's will. My business is to do my Father's business. And that's what Jesus said. He wasn't here to please himself. Sometimes we forget, well, it's grace, Lawrence, Yeah, it's grace. Grace to do what the Father wants. And that Father can go to work and do grace through your life. It's God. Grace is God does the work. We do the submitting, looking to God, keeping a humble heart, keeping our mind clear. Like this practice, keeping the mind clear of negative thoughts, of other people, or of ourselves. Let's practice that. When you look in the mirror, you are good looking. You're one good looking mother. I'm one good looking guy. I am 46 years old. I am young, youthful, and fresh. I'm full of life and vitality. I'm in perfect proportion. I have great blood flowing through my veins. Everything is healed and whole in my body. And I'm amazing. Everyone loves me. Everyone wants to hear the words coming out of my mouth. And if they don't, then they've lost out, not me. I am amazing because God has put his spirit within me. He's made me amazing. He's made me a different vehicle. He's made me the head and not the tail, and he's put me above and not beneath. This is the type of practice of thoughts and confession that will change and revolutionize your life like it did mine. And then get around people that are speaking the same thing. They're not causing division. They're not gossiping. They're not pointing the finger behind the back. Oh, he hasn't got it right. She hasn't got it right. That's boring. Like, we've heard all of this stuff, right? This fellowship is for serious people, right? They really want to move. And that's what we've seen here. Serious people that want to move. And we know also at home, you're serious, you're on here. That's good enough for me to get you going. And then my job is to feed you. That's what my job is to feed you the life-giving words that will give you great nutrients and strength within your body and protein and the right spiritual vitamins to reinforce that, pep you up. Right? This is what God wants us all to do, and we can all do this same thing. So anyway, Father, I thank you for this wonderful fellowship that we're about to begin. Thank you for your wonderful words of life. Thank you for your inspirational thoughts and ideas. Thank you for the people that have come on. Thank you for blessing them. Thank you for the people that couldn't make it on. And I thank you for blessing everyone that's here right now, that you put your words of life into their hearts as they speak forth your words of life. Thank you for this great trip we've had here in South Carolina. Thank you for Fan and Brander as they are traveling on right now. Bless their hearts. And I know they'll come back on if they've dropped off. And I thank you for blessing them and their journey. I thank you for the great one-on-ones I've had here with people and their hearts and their lives. Everyone is wonderful. And you've got great plans for all of us. And I thank you, Father, that we can just rise up very quickly, very smoothly around the world and together, and cause this fellowship to grow and multiply, Father. And I know that, Father, before it grows, you trim back also. So I just thank you for these things, and I give you the praise and the glory for all your kindness and love. Thank you for all of our safe travels home to our countries and areas, and that you'll make everyone very, 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 very fruitful to the praise of your glory, that you get the glory for it all, God. Thank you for that. And I ask that you just continue to stir us up, Father, to move forward with you. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen. So with that, I'd like to ask Kim to share next, please. Kim. Doris, are you there?
Sorry, I'm on my phone, so I've got to get my little digits up so that I know it's not that easy with the phone. Well, it's not easy at all, actually. It's my husband usually here to do it for me, so.
Yeah, see, I'm good for something, can
Yeah, you
I?
are, love. Yes, I've certainly missed you.
Not.
Probably, yeah, I have. Yes, I have.
Either.
I was going to share, actually, that I think this has been the toughest time, actually. On all the trips that you've gone on and I've stayed at home, I think this one has been the toughest. I think because of Leanne being out of action and Danny and Amber being away for the whole time, the same amount of time that you're away. Carl's down in Wales, which I did manage to get down and see him on Sunday. And I thank Jason for actually coming up and having the dogs. I was only gone about 4 or 5 hours because obviously it's an hour and a half down and an hour and a half back. But yeah, it's and even though really we live in the same house and you know I go about doing my usual things and you're in your office, I think it's just the knowing that you're here that makes that difference. But like you were sharing just now about it doesn't matter if you're alone, you know, because you're never alone when you're with God. And so, you know, like last night, I was really tired and I went to bed early. I've had a couple of early, very early mornings with Rocky. And my issue is once I'm awake, I have to get up. I just can't sort of just lay there. Or I try to turn over and go back to sleep. I wake up with headaches. So I think, you know, it's just in my nature and my build up that I, when I wake up, I get up. And so, you know, the days have gone really long and, they, you know, finding things to do and, you know, being able to, all right, when we had the lovely weather, it was lovely, but, you know, that soon turned and we're back to our normal, May, April, May showers and sunshine. But, you are, like you shared, love, you're never really alone when you're with, when you have God with you. And, you know, just having these daily video chats with Lawrence and with Danny and Amber, Leanne checking in. And it's just, you know your worth because God loves you beyond measure. And that I always say that family are so important to me that when they're not here, I really do miss them. And so, you know, it's been easier to, like Lawrence calls my wall, my shrine, you know, because it's got all the family on it. And, but it's nice just to be able to sit and to, you know, when I get up early in the morning and I pray and I speak in tongues and for each person on that wall, you know, because they are so important to my life and that life, as Lawrence was sharing, you know, is it goes so fast. Like to think that I, oh, this will make you all laugh. I had a letter yesterday to say that I can claim my pension in 3 years. I thought that was quite hilarious. Lawrence will love that one because you know, he says I'm a lot older than him when I'm not really. But
You old
yeah,
fart.
so yeah. That it gave me the 7th of October 1969. No, sorry, 2000. I can't even say what year it is. 2029. Yes, I can claim my pension. And I was thinking, my God, why, where did that time go? And then I spoke to my mum yesterday and I told her about the letter and she said, oh my gosh, I'm going to have a daughter that's claiming her pension. And I was thinking, hang on. But it was right. She was right. And what a blessed life she's had too. You know, that there she is. She's 87, 88 this year, and she still is, I won't say she's as fit as a fiddle. You know, she has a few little aches and pains, but she still walk up to the bus stop. She'll get herself the bus to Kingswood. She'll go and do her shopping. And she just really, like, even though she lost my dad, she still has something to live for. That she enjoys going out. She enjoys meeting her friends. And it's just lovely that we got to really appreciate the time we have. And like Lawrence was sharing about Carmorton, if you have a desire or if God's placing something in your heart, now is the time to really run for it, to grab it and go with it. Like life is far too short and God has all the openings for each and every one of us. You know, if you have a desire in your heart, then lift it to God and go for it. Don't think that money's going to hold you back. Don't think that family's going to hold you back, but just really go for it because, you know, you don't want to be where in 10 years you think, well, I wish I'd actually done that now because it's too late. We can't rewind the past, but that we can claim each day and make the most of it. And the other thing is love, you know, that love of God. And that's the other thing that, you know, we aren't nothing without love. And it always is a reminder to us, especially not just from the sharings, the teachings, but from the Bible, that we are to love one another. You know, we love God and we love our neighbor. And with all what's going on in the UK right now, and, you know, well, they're threatening civil war, but I mean, it's just horrendous that there is no love, that we are fighting. We are fighting for who we are in Christ, that we have a mission, that we have a job to do, and that time is limited. You know, that we never know the time or the hour that Christ is coming back. But once that last person has believed, I mean, we're well done on freedom of speech here now. You know, people aren't even going to prison for rapes, the 14-year-old girls, or murders. And but you do a tweet and you can do 350 days in prison. So, you know, it just shows you how the world waxed cold, and that with our love, that we can so make a light shine within us that spreads abroad around our areas. You know, we pray for those in power. We pray that God has his way in our country, that we are a Christian country, that God is the head. And so all these things, you know, we've got enough that we can be moving with. And as we start to move, then it builds momentum. And as that momentum starts to build, it's like the snowball when it starts off the size of a tennis ball and you start to roll it and it gets bigger and bigger and bigger. That's us with God. You know, we have to start. We can't just sit on the sideline. We have to begin. Once we begin, then God can go to work. Then you'll start things momentarily gathering speed. Then you'll start to see God in the details. Like I shared in just before we started the fellowship, you know, like Danny and Amber didn't want to be in a hurricane, right? And they knew they were going to Miami, but lo and behold, they've came up from Miami up into Myrtle Beach, and then a hurricane hit. And then you have Bambi, wanted from a young child to find a shark's tooth. And she found one, and when they took it to the shop, the guy said it was one of the best ones he'd seen. So God has a way. Now, if Bambi didn't go to the beach, she wouldn't have found it. See, it's that initial move. You make the move, and then God will continue to shower you with blessings. And so, you know, we're here, and it's Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Lawrence is home Monday. And then it'll be all, you know, getting prepared for our family trip to Florida. But, you know, we can still, in the meantime, still keep moving, still keep loving, still keep encouraging, you know, backing one another. That's what we need to be doing, backing one another and encouraging one another, you know, loving one another. And if anybody says anything contrary to that, then you put them in their place. Right? God is love. And just remember, guys, that nothing's done in secret. God knows everything, absolutely everything. So, you know, let's be the best we can be, the way that God intended. All right? There are no secrets with God. He knows the innermost parts of our hearts and what we're thinking and what the motive of our hearts are, you know. And at the end of the day, I know Lawrence takes his position very seriously, and that, you know, God really does work within him, that we have a great opportunity. And just that, to know that not only does God have our back, but that our leader has our back too. And that all he wants is for us to start moving and seeing those blessings, you know. And they're there. They are there to be claimed. They are there for you to claim for your own. That whatever you so desire when you pray, right? Just remember that, whatsoever you desire when you pray, know that God will fulfill it, because you are his son, his daughter, and there is nothing impossible with him. So bless your hearts.
Beautiful sharing, my Doris. Well done. Yeah, it's always good to hear your heart, love, and pretty much in sync. And you're all the way over there, see?
Thousands of miles away, but we're combined as one.
Yeah, by the better part. But anyway, I love you.
Well, yeah, we won't go down that road.
All right. I love you, my darling. Love you. Thank you.
I love you.
Have
too,
a great night's sleep.
I will do, darling. I love you.
Love you. Speak to you tomorrow. God bless.
Okay. God.
Bye. Okay. Next, I would like to ask Mr. Carl Morton, is there anything in your heart, bro, you want to share? God bless you.
Bless you too. Thank you. All the things on my heart. I was blessed listening to Kim and listening to you guys. You are far apart physically, but you are so attached. And thinking also how close God is to us. There's no limit. There's no distance. It's a physical distance between you guys, but when it comes to God, there's no distance. He's inside of us. And he's always there for us, like you said, Kim. If any situation, we just pray and God will meet us. God actually meets us in any situation we are in. We can be in the most difficult situation and God meets us there. But he never leaves us there, does he? He never leaves us there. He helps us out of that situation. Because when we go to him in believing prayer, he knows our heart. He knows that we are dependent on him. He knows that we are reaching out our heart to him. And his heart always reaches out to us for us to be guided by him. And his grace is so wonderful. And not only, also his mercy, which I thank God for. We probably wouldn't have deserved everything that he gives us, and or everything that he withholds. So, yeah, you touched on it, Lawrence, the plans that Britt and I have. It was actually a desire that came up about a year ago, maybe 2 years ago, that we wanted to move on. I mean, I'm turning 74 this summer, and it's not really the time that you are looking for a new address. But the thing is that we have been living in this place for many years, and we have been desiring to have fellowship. Yes, people have come and people have left, and there's nothing going on here. So I do not need, it's not up to me to produce fruit. I just carry it. I mean, it's the fruit of the Spirit. So when we walk with God and we do as he instructs us, things will come to pass and things will happen and the fruit will be there. There are probably would a plant grow basically all over the place. But there are certain places where the ground is more fruitful and it gives off more fruit. And we know the sower that went about to sow his seed, and some fell on stony ground. You know this story. And we have been sowing, but we haven't seen any, and we have been watering, but we haven't seen any fruit. So it was on inspiration that we were, well, actually, it was in a situation where I asked God, what do we do? And it was clear as a writing on the wall that to move on. Because it's like Jesus said to his disciples, that if you come to a village and they do not want to listen to what you're saying, brush dust off your feet and move on to the next village. And that's basically what we are doing. We are brushing the dust off from our feet, and we are moving on. And to be able to do so, we started in one end, and that's which I already have mentioned, sold our summer house, and we want to then buy our new home in another place, which has been inspired for us to move on to. And the funny thing is that every time I visit this place, it's about an hour and a half hours drive, 1.5 hours drive from where we live. I've been there. I was there first time about 10 years ago in a certain situation. But I never had any connection to the place. But every time I'm there, I feel like it's home. And we claimed the place to God, and we have asked him to bless it and to prepare it for us. And we are asking for him to open a door for us to go through. And we know sometimes things take about time, but God is never late. We might get a bit impatient, but that's how it is. That's how we are. So I have to trust God, and I have to look to him and know that he's the one in command, and guiding us, telling us what to do and how to do it. So that's what we are going for. That's what we are shooting for. So we are going down there on Monday again to look at a few prospects to see if any of these is the one that God has decided for us to move into. So we will see. We will see. We give it all to him, and we will look forward to it. So life is exciting when you do things with God. Otherwise, it's dull, and it's like one day is similar to the next. But starting up the day with God and asking him, what can do you and I do together today, is always exciting. And you never know what's ahead. Like we read in the Word of God, we know that it's not like Jesus woke up and said to himself that, okay, this is the day I'm going to do. No, he did not know what was going to happen. He just walked and got inspired by God all the time. God told him what to do and how to do it and where to do it. And that's how we did all these wonderful miracles. And that's what I want to do too. I want to do miracles. I want to walk with God, and I want to see things come to pass, and I want to see people be set free like we have all had the opportunity to be set free, because that's the best life there is. That's, I guess, what's on my heart. I love you guys, and I love God, and I'm excited to listen in to what's going on in you guys' lives. So have a wonderful evening. Love you, and thanks for listening.
Well, we love you too, Carmel. What a beautiful heart, and I love that. You know, wipe the dust off your very feet and move on, and that's great. Like, you know, and God's going to bless you and give you the desires of your heart as you keep your focus on him, that's for sure. And you've been true all these years, and God knows your heart and your labours of love which you've shown towards his name, in that you minister to the saints and you still minister, brother, is a promise. So God doesn't forget, and he knows, and he loves you, and he loves Britt and your family, and he'll reward you now and throughout eternity for your stand and your faithfulness and your love towards him. Surely, you know, he's a good God, and he doesn't forget us, and that's great. You know, so I know you're going to have a great time. Got to keep moving, bro. Keep moving. Love you very much. Love to you and love to Britt and the family. You're very precious and we love you. So with that, I'd like to ask Rebecca Jancy. God bless you. Are you there? Bloody hopeless. Are you there, Bex? Becky? Becky, are you there? Are you there? Are you there? All right, we'll go over to Marie Carroll. Marie Carroll, are you there? Are you there?
Yes, I am. God bless you.
Go for it, darling.
Well, how are you all doing? It's good to see your beautiful faces. And wow, the sharing so far has been brilliant. Lawrence, what you shared, kicked us off with, was amazing. And your beautiful wife, Kim. And the lovely Carl. And yeah, I love that one about just wiping the dust. It's just a good one. I really love it. And I'm so thankful to be able to come on tonight. And yeah, it's a blessing every time I do come on. Because you know, when I don't connect, then I feel a void, and that's not to be, because it's God and Christ in us, and it's God that completes and that void. But I'm blessed, you know, life is good. I'm happy. I feel good. I'm, you know, working away. And the girl I work with in the office, I get to share with her, and it's great because when I share the word of God and have that confidence and boldness, like, it really ignites me. It's an absolute blessing and a privilege and an honor to be a daughter of the Most High God. And to be actually seated in the heavenlies, like, that's a blessing. Imagine, you know, we are seated in the heavenlies. Like, it doesn't get any better than that. And we've got to see the bigger picture and not, like, rely on the world's way, which is, like, you know, money and, getting out there and flirting with the world. And, you know, as you were saying tonight, people going back a while ago would have been saying, oh, we're under grace administration, so we can do whatever we bloody like, which is a load of BS, because you can't hide from God, as Kim said. God knows everything. He's omnipotent. And as Lawrence had shared, you know, he sees the intent of your heart, and he will fulfill the desires of your heart as you completely surrender your life to God and not be ashamed of the gospel of Christ. And really just get out there with all confidence and boldness. And, you know, I was listening to one of Lawrence's sharing during the week, the desire, your desire, or God's desire is your desire. That was absolutely mind-blowing, Lawrence. I mean, thank you for sending that on. It really was a blessing. I was so delighted with that. And, you know, I've been busy lately with, my little nieces and nephews and family around, family down from Dublin, family up from Cork, and it was such a blessing. Like, they were all here last Thursday and they went back on the Monday, and it really blessed me because I got to have my nieces for a sleepover here in my home, and it was great to pray with them before bedtime, and that was a blessing. And little Amy, she's only three, and she was going around saying hallelujah. And my little niece, her, she was playing soccer. She loves soccer, football, as you say in England, but we call it soccer here in Ireland. I know they call it soccer in America as well. And she hurt herself, so she was like, Auntie, they call me Auntie Mosey. She's like, Mosey, can you pray over me, please? I, because she was going around in her bare feet on the stones. She's just tough. And I ministered to her, and she really got it, and she jumped up, and she went out there and carried on playing. And she's only 7 years of age, and I was like, that's my girl. And it's funny, my brother and his partner, they were saying, every time we come down to Thurles, the three kids are just loving Jesus, loving God, loving life, and praying, which is such a blessing. And to have that influence on the little people, it's absolutely amazing. It's important. It's vital. And I had no shame in praying out loud. And yeah, I do have family. Some of them are atheists, but it doesn't stop me from speaking up about God. Like, my brother Martin was very inquisitive over the weekend, last weekend, and he was like, what are we going to do in eternity, Murray? And I got to share with him, because we were all rare Catholics, and the Catholics believe when one goes to the grave that they go straight to heaven, or in the Catholic Church, actually, it's purgatory and then heaven, and I was able to share about when one goes to sleep, and when Christ returns, and how the dead in Christ will rise first, and here on the earth we'll all be gathered. So that was a blessing. So it really built me up. And usually, well, not usually, sometimes I can shrink back in fear, and then I say, go away, Satan, you piece of shit. Like, back off in the name of Jesus. Like, back off my earthly family. Back off my spiritual family. Back off my wonderful friends. It's just, he's a liar and a dog without teeth. And yes, you are to say what you want and not what you see. And I have just made up my mind that I am done with listening to his niggling little lies. He's a defeated foe anyway, and he is doomed. And if Christ, or if the devil tries to remind you of your past and the mistakes you've made, speak up and remind him of his future. He's doomed. He's already doomed. He's already under our feet. There is, God is so loving and so kind, and imagine he gave up his only son so that we can be free, and free indeed. And we're royalty, and we are, joint heirs with Christ. Oh man, it doesn't get any better than that. And to see people being healed, it's awesome. It really is. And it's our duty, it's our business here on earth to have many people saved and come on to the knowledge of the truth and what's available, and how God just loves us all and holds us in the palm of his hand. And He has us wrapped up in under his almighty wings, and when you feel that presence, it's just powerful, and it's a blessing, and it's amazing. And I really, really wish I could be, I know I'm here with you all tonight, it's brilliant, but I would love to be in Myrtle Beach. It just didn't work out this time for me, but there'll be other trips coming up over the summer, which will be absolutely brilliant and awesome. And, you know, be anxious for nothing. Cast your care. Trust in God, because he's never going to put you in a situation you could not handle. And God will never have you ashamed when you speak forth for him. And he will just fill, if you're apprehensive about it, just open your mouth and just let the words flow. You know, let just be led by the Spirit. You know, it's awesome when you do that. Like, I hadn't a clue what I was going to share this evening. I was surprised I was called on early. I was like, oh, that's a hard act now to follow. But no, it's not a hard act to follow, because God has you right where you need to be. He's in control. He'll never leave nor forsake you. You got to look to him only, trust in him, and do the fundamentals. And I'm just uber blessed right now. This is just a blessing, and I cannot wait just to kick back, chill out, and listen to the rest of the sharings. I've got myself some nachos, and I'm nibbling on them as I'm as I'm listening to the sharings, and I'm blessed. And Mom sends love, and she's doing good. And you know, the all eyes, I know they will be healed. I'm really believing that. And yeah, God is good. God is great. You are all beautiful, beautiful peeps. You're my very dear brothers and sisters in Christ. And I don't know, I wouldn't be around, seriously, if it wasn't for this fellowship. I'm so delighted I tapped into it a few years ago, because I was just going nowhere. But God pulled me out of the muck and the mire and catapulted me into a place of abundance and peace and joy. I want for nothing, because God loves us. And as I said, he is in control, and he's got your best interests at heart. So just look to him. And as we always say, guys, say what you want, not what you see. I love you guys. Mwah!
Well, bless you, Marie. Great to know you're doing so good. Love to Sharon. Love your heart. Great.
Thanks,
you got
darling.
Blessed by the Sharon, sweetheart. My love to you. Love to Mum.
Yeah.
And yeah, you've got to leave bloody Tenerife alone and get your ass over here.
I know, exactly. Exactly. Yeah.
We love you, sweetheart. You have a great rest of your evening. Thank you for sharing.
No bother.
And I think Becky Jansey's rock climbing. Do you want to share, Becky, as you're climbing that rock there?
Oh.
God bless you. Are you there? Can't hear you.
What did you say? Rock climbing, I do.
You're always doing something, aren't you? Come on, like, you know, juggling knives or something like that.
I was like, wow, she's rock climbing. That's amazing.
I might go rock climbing. To be honest, I've been actually looking at this, it's called Zip World. And oh my gosh, it's like it's one of the world's biggest zip. You know, when you go to the park, you go on it. Well, obviously I go to the park with my kids, and there's a zip wire. And I've been looking at it, like, just, oh, honestly. I
well, okay, now but... spiritual minds.
No, okay, but it was you. Anyway, good evening, and God bless you all in the wonderful name of Jesus Christ. And thank you for getting me to share. And yeah, God is really great. And I just love how he just loves us, how he's got his mercy and grace all over our lives, and how he really humbles us, you know, how... You know, for me, he very much convicts my heart. He humbles me in such a loving way. And you could just feel it, and you can really just see how God moves each and every one of us into his perfect arms. Because there's nothing in this world that is worth God, the movement of God, the things of God, you know, and how God wants us to live. He really is, you know, he really wants us to be fully focused into his practices and what he wants us to do. And, you know, what, again, what he may say for you to do and me to do could be different because we have different, you know, personalities. We're different people, different paradigms. And I was listening to a Sharon today and, it really put it in my mind about the paradigms and how we think. Because how we do think is really going to move the whole direction of our life. You know, if you believe you can, you can. If you believe you can't, you can't. You're right. And it's really about putting those confessions in our heart, in our mind, and really just, you know, washing our minds, you know, really rewashing our minds with the word of God, rewashing our minds with the truth, because the world wants to try, you know, the adversary wants to completely, you know, isolate us. He wants to put us in a position where we feel lost again, and we're not lost. We're found, and God has found us, and he's given us so much meat. He's given us so much, you know, encouragement and love that we can really just take that, you know, when you experience God, then you are never going to be able to, you'll never be the same again. And I know this, I know you'll never be the same, you know, the adversary or life or whatever, it might just be yourself, your old paradigm might try and pull yourself back or pull you in or pull, but you know, God's love is just so evident in the, and how God has changed each and every one of our lives is so beautiful that, you know, why would you ever want to go back to, you know, wherever you used to be, or even, you know, even to the slightest. And, you know, like I've just been saying, there's just been a few things that's been said around me, and I'm very much like, you know, go to God, or if something happens, like, God, if this is not of you, then remove it, or it don't let it happen, because God wants to be, you know, we need to have that attitude of freedom within our minds. If it's not of you, it's not of you, and don't stress. Or if it is of you, if you're in need of something, you know, go to God, ask God. You know, and for people who may not understand God or may not have a relationship with God, they may look at you like, well, how do I do that? Well, then all you need to do is open your mouth and speak. And when you speak, then the words will, you know, and you speak to God and you start to build that relationship and you start to understand him and understand what he wants for you. And you start to, you know, I was having a conversation this weekend and I was saying, you know, that if you need to experience God, you need to understand, you need to really, I always go back to the real truth of when Lawrence, you know, about when he sat with God and he said, you know, to God, this is what I want, this, and this is how much I want to receive, this is how much is, and God just, no one done it, God done it. And I feel that's such an evidence point here for every person that hears it, that actually, if God is going to do something, you just need to sit in a quiet time, be dedicated, sit and say to him, ask him for the answers, and he will give it to you. But it's all about the mind. It's all about the trust. It's all about really trusting God and his path and his journey. And, you know, the path and journey each and every one of us are on is so different and can be different. But the fundamentals are the same. It's the same. You know, God isn't saying the five fundamentals are different. They're all the same. But our lives are just different. So things may be added in, you know, things for you to do may be added in, but do them with your whole heart and really just sit, you know, sit with God and sit with the Sharons. The Sharons are such a pinnacle point, is a real great point, especially if you, If you have days where you do feel a little bit, lost or sad, I actually woke up yesterday and I felt really sad. It's been nearly a month since I haven't ran, but then I had a one-on-one. And it because running is just physical, that's not mental. Running isn't God. Running helps, but I feel it's been a huge part of my journey, and it still is. It's just on hold. But what I'm saying is, that isn't God. That's not running didn't that transform my life. God transformed my life. The word of God transformed my life. The words of God, the encouragement, the love, that is what I was actually speaking to a dad yesterday in school, because they were talking about him and his wife were talking about mental health, and I was just explaining a few bits. I said you need to be around people who love and encourage you, who really give you the words, like you really, and when you because. If you're suffering or something's going on, you can't be around people who are just, can be always putting it down or always sad or always, it is, you need to be around people that really lift you up. And because people, and I see people are so searching, people are still so lost, and people are yet to be so found. And it's only God that can do it. The world believes in manifestation, in affirmations, and but it's not that. That's that God is it. God, you will only have the life of God if you put in and you recognize that the it's the words of God, the manifestation, of course, but what I'm saying is not the manifestation of the world. Where they where God isn't in it. God is the one. God is the one who brings everything. He is the one who is able to bring our words to life. Really bring our hope to life. Really bring our visions to life. I've been really sad and I've just been asking God. I've been doing my college courses, as most know, and I passed two of my assignments today, which was really fantastic. And this is really big for me, for because I had a lot of very, very much a lot of self-doubt. But I was still sat with God and I was thinking, I was thinking about the path and the journey that He wants me on. Yes, I'm doing this course, but it's about mind, body, and spirit. So how can I bring something different into the world that is all that basically is how I live my life? So, about the words, the mind. How can I bring the words and the mind and the real helping people in that and helping them physically? And helping them with food, with what I enjoy. I've just like been sat and I've been asking God, because there's so many different avenues that you can have, but I want to be that different one. I want to be bring something different that isn't what everyone else is doing. And I know God is going to give me that answer. God is really going to answer what I desire as long as I put him first. Because God wants me to put him first. He doesn't want, that's not, that's just an avenue here. But God is the source. God is the main supply. He is the one where, where laborers will come, where fellowships will come. And, I could do a run fellowship or something. That we could do a fellowship, that we could go out fitness and et cetera. It's, I don't know whatever God has, but I know God definitely has something here, and I've just been really enjoying the course. Right now I'm really, really enjoying the course. I had a lot of self-doubt before, but now I'm really starting to enjoy it and starting to recognize the time at home. I have time, a lot more time at home because I can't go and do what I was doing. But God is the one again. He has a plan, you know. Wherever there's a struggle, there's going to be growth. Wherever there's something this happened, it's not the end of the world. There's where can I grow from this? And we need to have that attitude. Okay, where is my thinking? Is my thinking in the right manner here? Is my attitude in the right manner here? Am I really leveling up to where God wants me to level? Am I thinking right? Am I thinking in love? And am I thinking in prosperity? Am I thinking in joy? Have I got those happy thoughts? Have I got the, have I got, if I'm bringing light to people's life, you know, am I impacting people's lives? And because that's what it's about, the impact on people's lives to bring them to God. And God wants each and every one of us to be different, but we can be different if we're acting like the world's acting. We can't carry on and, you know, do the things of the world and then people think we're different. Because we are. We have the word of God within our heart. We've got the spirit of God within us. And like it was shared, you know, that we could do the same works as Jesus Christ done and greater, but do you believe that? And it's all really about up here, what you are believing, what faith you are putting in your everyday life. Are you letting the littlest things take you out? Are you letting the little things stress you out and your attitude go in a wrong manner? You know, that God really, we have the fruit of the spirit within us, but are we activating it? And really just asking ourselves these questions, you know? So for me, I just, God is really just teaching me so many great things as an individual. I feel, you know, he really is just giving me a lot of love right now and and comfort. And, you know, if you ever feel you need to just feel a little bit more, I guess, closer, then really put Sharon's on, really just listen to those words. Because those words are really gonna change the course of your life when you listen. And it gives you a sense of, you know, when, you know, when you feel quite uptight and then you listen to the word and it's like, oh, that's how it feels. Because that's what God does. He's not, you know, he's not a God to, you know, when someone's done something wrong to kind of, you know, keep beating you down. He's a God who's really like, okay, you've gone the wrong direction or you've, you know, you haven't been the person that I've called you to be as such. That's okay. Just turn around and come to me and, you know, and this is how we should act. And it just shows me how I should act, especially with my children and really like the people around me. And even if things can be tough, you know, emotionally things can be tough. Emotionally you might not be able to see through something. But God is going to show up. Don't give up. God has got such a great plan, such a great purpose, and such a great life mapped out. But really, you know, the encouragement I receive, I'm so thankful for because there's always those points, you know, in within my one-on-ones that I have. There's always that point. There's just a real point that will, you know, that will really pierce my heart and I'm like, right, okay, this is where I'll run with it and I'll go and I'll listen. So as I heard this morning, you know, it takes one person, one moment, you know, it takes that one. And remembering like God can change things in an instant. Don't ever give up. Don't ever give up hope and really just do what God is encouraging you to do. That's what I wanted to share. God bless you.
God bless you, beautiful Becky. What a beautiful heart you got. And you're certainly on a wonderful journey with God, and He's teaching you so much. Many different angles, many different avenues, patience, self-control, not losing it because you can't run, and you know, because you got a little bit scatty there, didn't you, with that? But like, just like how you're handling things is really wonderful. Like how you're taking each part to God, and you're letting Him walk you through it. You know, and I think it's great. I think you've done really, really well with that. And because you haven't come to me so much on it, and you've really got, you know, because you usually bring it all to me, didn't you, as well? But you've really gone to God in your situation. So that's really great. Thank you for sharing. And also, you know, you're managing your kids as well, and Jack and everything like that. Your wonderful family there. Kids are doing amazing. They're a great blessing as well. And we'll get you on these trips soon, won't we? Yeah.
Really, honestly. Do you know, this is the only trip that actually I've thought, really, really, really would love to. Do you know, it's just, I feel these trips are so great for me. I obviously speak to you a lot often, and just being around people that are, which is just such a life. And this is what we should be praying for.
Yeah.
And it really, that's what I feel, these trips, they give me the oomph to keep carrying on praying for labourers. Because that, it would be amazing to have a world full of believers, just people who get it. Because the world does not get it. The world thinks we are, like, I am nuts, but not like, God is true and is, oh, yeah. Anyway.
Called getting out of the matrix.
That everyone knew. Huh?
It's getting out of the matrix.
Yeah.
Matrix of the world. Well, bless your heart, sweetheart. You have a great rest of your week. Thank you for sharing and blessing everyone. And God bless you. Yeah. Bless your heart, darling. You've got everyone saying it over here, that's for sure. So it's quite funny. So with that, I'd like to ask Mary Wade, would you like to share next, please?
Sure, if I can find the right button here.
That's in the name of Jesus.
I don't normally use my iPad, so okay. The buttons are in the wrong, different place than my
there you laptop. Go.
God bless everybody. Thank you, Lawrence, for asking me to share and for making this platform available. I thank you, God, for this opportunity to share as well and to bless people, and that's my prayer. And I've just been really blessed to be here in South Carolina, to be with Sakina and watch her wonderful example of leadership and direction and organization and just the way that she's kept things spiritually hot. And, of course, Lawrence has done the same thing. And I think we all have been pretty blessed and inspired and healing to each other and just understanding the spiritual things of God, the things that God wants each one of us to understand on a personal level and as a body of believers. Kind of propping my iPad up here a little bit. Yeah. So, for me personally, you know, the first time I went to a gathering of the American believers whom I had never met was last year at this time when we were in Somerville, and Ted and Shelley hosted that that get together, and so many times during this time my mind has gone back to that time because I was really brand new. I had only been with y'all for just a few months. I didn't know anybody. I had not fellowshipped with a group of people for really a number of years face to face, probably about 10 years. And, you know, it was there was a lot at that time in my life, a lot of transition going on spiritually and mentally and even physically and certainly emotionally, because that, as you guys know, emotional deliverance has been the big area for me of being brought forward and really, really blessed by God throughout this journey. And I've just been so blessed to see the growth in my life. All praise to God and glory to God, because I wouldn't be in the position I'm at now where I feel the strength of God I feel the wisdom of God and the knowledge of God and the understanding of how to walk with God greater. I have experienced that this time as compared to last time when I was in the process of overcoming so much. And I've said it before that none of us will ever arrive at perfection in our lives, you know, where we don't have anything that we need to overcome while we're on this earth. You know, there's going to come a time when Christ comes back and we'll know even as we're known, and we'll have perfect bodies. We won't have the treasure in earthen vessels. You know, we won't have an earthen vessel. We'll have a new spiritual body. And but that time hasn't come yet. And right now we, you know, it says in Scripture that we see through a glass darkly. We don't see everything. And you know, there are things I'm sure that God has in place in after Christ comes back that we have absolutely no idea about. Just like nobody had any idea that the Gentiles were going to be fellow heirs and of the same body of Christ. The devil wouldn't have crucified Christ had he known that. You know, that Holy Spirit would be available to the Gentiles, and that they would be in the same league as the Jewish chosen people of God. You know, and there are things that we don't know anything about right now, but God knows when we will need to know them. And in the meantime, we do have this treasure in earthen vessels. We do have to reckon the old man dead when it pops up. And I love one of Sangit's teachings. He was talking about the fact that we do have the old man nature. And he said, and you know how he, in his accent and everything, it was really kind of nice, kind of funny, but he said, you know, and the old man pops out every once in a while. And it's true for every one of us. The old man will pop out every once in a while because we still have that as a being a part of us. But the good news that we have is that we can reckon that old man dead thought by thought and emotion by emotion. We can recognize those thoughts and emotions as not being from the spiritually minded place where there's life and peace. But we can recognize those, and God tells us not to be ignorant of Satan's devices, and of course he gives endless suggestions throughout our day. And some of those endless suggestions we may not even be paying any attention to because they're so automatic, because he's learned to work in us, or work not in us, but work at us through that avenue. But when we start to recognize those negative thoughts, and like Van talked about, recognizing them and then lassoing them, you know, paying, you know, it's not that you focus on the negative, but you have to recognize that it's there so that you can replace it with the new man, nature, spiritual, godly thought. So you have to, you can't be ignorant of the ways that Satan might try to work you. And but that doesn't mean that you have to dwell on it. What it means is that when you see it, God is going to give you the way of escape, and he's going to give you the words to confess to overcome that negativity. And and we just have to be aware of it. And you know, the I think it's Isaiah 26:3, isn't it, that says, "Thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee because he trusts in thee." Well, that's what we do. We keep our mind stayed upon God by staying our mind on the confessions that we make, and being leading every thought captive to the obedience of Christ, and staying focused on that. And I think that, you know, being spiritually minded is life and peace. That's where it's at. There is no life or peace outside of the spiritual reality of our lives. the old man is dead. You know, that part of our lives is dead, and we have the authority to reckon the old man dead at any in any given situation. If a negative thought comes up, you don't have to believe it. You don't have to harbor it or dwell upon it. You can reckon it dead and say, I'm not thinking that way. I am thinking God's way with it. And you can be specific. You can specifically address that. Like, for example, if you're fearful about something, if you have an anxiety about something, well, we know that's the old man nature. We know that that thought about being afraid or anxious or in that regard, we know that that thought is not of God, but it's of the adversary. And we can replace that thought sometimes with scripture. God has not given me the spirit of fear. He's given me power, love, and a sound mind. That's the correct thought to think. That's the spiritual thought to think that will cause life and peace to come into your life. And so many times I've experienced that where as long as I'm dwelling on the negative, I'm down, I'm feeling ill at ease, I'm feeling out of sorts, I'm just, you know, there's not life and there's not peace in my life, in my heart. But the moment that I start confessing what God wants me to confess and thinking along those lines and directing my mind toward the godly thoughts, then the life and the peace start to come into play. And the frequency of that energizes me and keeps me hot and moving forward with God. And, you know, that's the way that God wants us to live. That is a huge part of the more abundant life, is keeping our thoughts upon God and our confession upon the things of God. And, you know, we have a responsibility before God to reconcile men and women and children to God. You know, that God has committed that his words to us, whether they're words of scripture or they're his heavenly words as we're speaking to people, those are the words that he's committed to us and to speak forth so that we reconcile men, women, and children to God. That's where the signs, miracles, and wonders begin. Because people, if they haven't heard of the good news, how can they believe? Believing comes by hearing, and hearing by the words of God. Be they scripture, be they the heavenly rhema words. But you know, when we speak to people, it's really the rhema words, you know, that God is working in us to say. And you don't have to quote chapter and verse scripture for people to experience the healing deliverance of God. You can speak the truth, which will not contradict scripture, but you can speak the truth in a completely different way than quoting chapter and verse to someone. And everywhere that we go, we have the opportunity, always, 100% of the time, for God to work in us and through us to bless other people, to bless our fellow brothers and sisters, as well as people who are not yet in the family of God. We have that opportunity always, and God exhorts us to always be ready. Well, how can you be ready if your thoughts are not centered in where they need to be? You know, we're not going to be ready if we're thinking only about ourselves and thinking only about our needs, and thinking only about our lack, or only thinking about negatively about someone else. You know, that's not where God wants our thoughts to be. He wants our thoughts to be in line with Him, so that when the opportunity presents itself through an open door by God, that we are ready to speak the words. We are spiritually hot. We've been speaking in tongues. We've been honoring God. We know that we've been doing the things that God has put before us to do. We've been connecting. We've been speaking by the Spirit of God, not only to other people, but to ourselves. You know, I love it when God gives me a confession to speak. He'll tell me what I need to be thinking about and to confess. And that really thrills me when that happens, and it happens often. You know, and then God exhorts us to pray for laborers. When we're doing those things, when we're doing those simple bedrock foundational things, that keeps us ready. It keeps us hot. It keeps us in life and peace because our minds are stayed on God when we're doing those godly things. So that's my exhortation to you, is just to continue to think godly thoughts, to think the thoughts that God would have you to think. And if you stumble with it, you don't have to stay there. You're a thought away and an action away from doing the right godly thing. And all of us have missed the mark. All of us have fallen short of the glory of God. All of us have fallen short of the grace and mercy of God. But praise God that we have God's grace. We have God's mercy. We have God's forgiveness. And we have His compassion. He understands what we go through. He understands the things that torment us, or He understands the devices that the adversary uses to keep you personally down. But God always has the way of escape. He always has the way out. He always gives us the way of triumph. And it's just a matter of saying yes to our Heavenly Father and keeping our eyes and our ears and our hearts open to what He has to give us, so that we can continue to live triumphantly. Because that's, you know, God has set it up to where He doesn't make us live triumphantly. He doesn't make us do His will. He gives it to us to stand fast in the liberty wherewith He has made us free. But we have to listen and we have to obey. And we have to stay put and stay focused so that we can receive the wonderful benefits of God. So that's my encouragement to you. And I just wish you the best. And God bless you all. I love you.
That was wonderful, Mary. Thank you for your beautiful heart of sharing. What God's been working has been fantastic, and Mary's been a great blessing to me on the trip. And so I want to thank her right now in front of everyone for her heart of love and really taking good care of me. So if I come back fatter, it's Mary's fault. But yeah, no, thank you, Mary, for your due diligence and being a blessing. And from your heart, you've done that. And I'm really thankful, as well as your sharing. We've had some good time together, good one-on-ones. So things are growing and developing. And so thank you very much, Mary. Bless your heart, darling. Okay, and I'll have a nice cup of coffee. No, I'm joking.
Okay. You got it. 100%.
You're all right. Go on up on them. Right. Bless your heart, sweetheart.
Love you guys.
All the best. All right. And next I would like to ask Dylan. Dylan, is there anything you want to share? Dylan's been with us, joined us at Sakina's and yesterday. I don't know if there's anything in his heart he wants to share. Are you able to do that, bro? Mr. Dylan Murphy. Okay, well, we could always come back. Judy. Judy Collins, are you there? Oh, she just dropped off. My gosh. Okay, what about Fan? Mr. Fan, are you able to share?
Yeah. I'm just making a turn where I'm supposed to turn. We had it out. The fellowship expecting something. I'll stay on 378. Sorry about that. So, anyway, we're going to be getting on 995 here soon. But what I came up for, you know, I don't necessarily know. I guess I had a little bit different expectations. And it turned into, you know, spiritually what I needed, probably. And we're going to see how this is going to go. I'm going to put my best foot forward and move forward. And again, it's, you know, the reason the word in my life, and I'll speak for myself, has not been moving. Although I have been seeing changes and different fruit for me, you know, in reference to more patience, more self-control, you know, now it might not seem like that to other people, but to me, I can even see it in myself, the growth in my life. So God is definitely working. And then in reference to labors and things like that, with my Florida Go to God First meetings on Monday night, I now know, at first I'm not praying for laborers, and now I can see where I'm at spiritually in reference to patterns and paradigms and thinking about myself, and every little word hurts here. I build a wall up, but God is able to overcome all that. And I am not going to allow, no matter what happens, no matter what decision I make, I'm not going to allow God, the God of this world, to fucking defeat me. That's all there is to it. And so I'm going to keep moving forward as best I can. And I get great ministering from Bambi, great ministering from Sakina, great ministering from Marianne. Hell, I didn't even need you there, Lawrence. And that's a joke, obviously, because the last thing you said was right on the money. I mean, it was absolutely right on the money. And because the ladies had been built up to that point. In other words, you know, what do you need? And then God showed you, I couldn't have said it, what I needed. I don't think I could have voiced it. I don't think I could have thought about it, because when you're so under mental pressure, you don't have it. And then there's a reason for a connect. And, you know, you're placed there for a reason. You know better than us, but you're placed in the body of Christ for a reason. And what I got, exactly what I needed, you know, to hear. And it's exactly what in my life. Now, I need to remember the things that Mary was sharing, and that Sakina shared, and that Bambi's super wisdom, they came through as dad jokes. And I know she just calls them that, but they were really spoken from our Heavenly Father. And there were just two. Oh, don't you worry. I'm going to turn on 995 South. And so that's how the body of Christ works. So the word of God is going to move. And like you were saying before, I didn't catch Kim. I didn't catch Lawrence. I caught the tail end don't you worry. I'm going to. And I'm on I-95 now south. Southbound and down, loaded up and trucking. So anyway, so God is good, I came up for a completely different reason. I couldn't quote it, but I got what I needed spiritually, you know, and now it's up to me. It's up to me to handle my business the way I need to handle it with my Heavenly Father. And I got to go to Him, just go to God first. I got to go to Him. And, you know, if there's some tweaking and stuff, I'll get the connect, and I'll get that taken care of, and I'll just keep practicing the principles of my Heavenly Father, and just keep moving forward. And that's one thing that, you know, the job that I had and how I was raised, was just to not give up. And I mean, there's no mistake that I'm alive and at this time, you know, I'm not saying I'm Edgar by any means. I'm not going transgender, but, Esther was there for a purpose, but you know, she was there for that specific purpose. Well, so am I, and so are the rest of you. And whether Jesus Christ comes back today or 1,000 years from now, you know, it's neither here or there. I'm here for a purpose, and the purpose is to share your gospel, to keep moving forward. I'm going for the more than abundant life. You know, that I am come that you might have life and that you have it more abundantly. So that's what I'm shooting for. My God is going to deliver. And however that looks, it might look messy, but I will get that because I will not, give up. Like, something like, you know, the Irish, says a dog, or I heard Marie say, that Satan's a dog without teeth and, you know, we definitely have them under our feet. Well, I need to keep them under my feet in reference to my thoughts, feelings, and emotions, you know. And I got to speed up here a little bit. Got a car on my tail. Anyway, so that's what I got to share. And would you like to share? Okay, there you go.
Hello, God bless you.
Well,
that's a wonderful time. One at Myrtle Beach, just had a deep, great time. The white chest is deep. Husband and man are putting on the best dinner. So great I think everyone ate on it for days. But sorry that I missed Ethel's dinner tonight. We needed to really get home. Just had some issues with our pet sitter. And that'll take care of the test and we don't do what's right for him, but it's been lovely to see everybody getting to see Amber and Danny in person, and of course, always Lawrence.
It's not that big of a deal.
Just everybody, it was such a fun time. And so glad that Andy found church. You know, God is in the details, and he really does listen to us when we pray. We ask, he's a good father. And that is about all I wanted to say. God bless you. We'll just continue listening.
Well, bless your heart.
Well, God bless you, mate. Thank you so much.
Well, I love you too, sir. And ma'am, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, you guys are great. It was a nice last minute connect before you left. I was really blessed you come up. Thank you guys for taking the time to do that. And it was great fellowshipping with you, seeing you again face to face, and I look forward to the next time, hopefully in August when we're in Orlando. So you wanted to come up, didn't you, Brandy? You're more than welcome to, and fan.
Yes, she did.
Awesome, yeah. So yeah, just keep in contact, and if you need details, let me know, and I'll give them to you. All right. So absolutely. I don't know them yet. I haven't got a clue yet. I'll have to get them off Doris. But anyway, love you guys. You're the best.
Love you guys too.
Right. Okay. So let me come back to Judy. Judy, would you like to share, darling?
Hello. Hello. Yeah.
Bless you.
God bless you. Yes. All is well. I don't have much to say, but thankful to be here with everybody, and thank you for coming, Lawrence, all the way from England to bless our lives. Yeah, so it's good to fellowship and hear what everybody else is happening in their lives and how they're putting God first. And, you know, it's interesting how you're explaining about the frequencies the other day. You know, we want to get on the right frequency. So, you know, God's frequency, and get out of our own selves and into God. So that's, you know, something that each one of us are continuing to strive for, to continue fellowshipping with Him and knowing that He is the one who's going to guide us. He's the one who's going to direct our paths. And, as we look to Him and trust Him, we don't know from day to day, we don't know from minute to minute or second to second, what God has in store for us. But as we walk and we get out of the boat, so to speak, and walk on water, He will direct us. He will guide us. He will give us what we need at that moment, at that time. So it's just a matter of trusting Him and looking to Him. We're all in this together, and not one of us is better than the other. And judge not, and you won't be judged. That's what the Word says, you know, as we know that we are uniquely called into the body of Christ, we are also to be respectful for others, no matter if they, what religion they are coming from, because our example of the love of God will lead a man into redemption, will lead that person into wanting to do what God wants them to do, you know, because our example is example of love and forgiveness and mercy. And as they see that and not see our faces tell a thousand stories. Our faces can say whether we condemn somebody or judge somebody or love somebody. But to wrap somebody in their arms, you know, and so lovingly, like a lot of you are, you know, very lovingly, Sakina, your love, just to, you know, be wrapped in your arms is just so warm. And also Lawrence's and Mary and everyone here and Van and Brenda. And I guess I don't want to forget anybody, but you all know who you are, you know, and sitting next to Dylan the other day. You know, it was just the love of God is just melting. And like I said, we know, you know, we're not to judge others, whether, you know, we're here now and we know we've got the greatest thing going on, but others too, you know, we are not to judge them because they have great things going on in their lives because God is at work, not just in my life, but in others' lives. And trusting Him, you know, for whatever it is, whether it be finances or be food or be health, you know, we've got to, you know, and I love that we just minister one to one another. We get prayed for, and the words that somebody else tells you when they are ministering to you, you are hanging on to those words, you know. As Lawrence ministered to my eyes, you know, and said, you will see better and better, you know. It might not just happen right now, but it will happen. And just continue getting better, and your eyesight will be getting better and better. And as we pray for other people, whether they're in the same situation or, you know, or not, it's a matter of, yes, it's happening. It's to see the results. We have to continue confessing, continue believing, continue having that faith that, yes, it's going to happen. So that's what I wanted to share, and I love you all very much, and God bless you.
Well, I love you too, my little shagger.
Yes, yeah, and Philip is on. Philip is listening.
Hi, Philip. Your mum is a gag, man. I tell you, what a blessing she is. It's funny. She's made me laugh. She said to my wife, yes, I like shagging in the afternoon, shagging in the evening, in the bathroom, on the dance floor. Yeah. How you doing? Do you want to share anything, bro? Like, do you want to share anything?
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you lovely.
Okay. Yeah, I kind of jumped in last second, but yeah, my mom is absolutely just such an angel. I love my mother so much, and it's right. Great just hearing her speak about God, and you know, I'm taking it all in anytime I get a chance. I just sit and shut up for a second, because you know, you don't have your mom around forever, so I try to take in every moment I can, and I wish I had more time where I could see her in person more often, but there'll be a time for that. You asked if I had anything to share. So here lately, I've been listening to. I'll kind of preface it really quickly. So about a month ago, I caught myself, and I noticed that I was, you know, just, you know, I was not listening or watching edifying things, you know, even just things like Life PD, which is, you know, essentially cops. It's essentially like a newer version of cops, and it's, you know, very thrilling, and you get to watch the body cams, you know, as, you know, even though I wanted to be a police officer at one point in my life, it's not edifying to watch, you know, criminals and entertain those thoughts. And I caught myself doing this. So I said to myself, you know, what's something that will really be edifying? And I was like, well, I really want to see, you know, where are all the miracles happening? I obviously, you're not going to see miracles happening on the news. They're not going to ever go to post things like that. But I want to see, you know, where's God moving? I want to, because most of my faith has been, you know, believing without seeing, you know, as for, you know, I don't have, not everybody audibly hears from God. Not everybody, you know, sees God moving in major ways all the time. But it's noticing, his, you know, divine work and how he works through people and through things. But I wanted to see some really cool stuff. So I started looking into, you know, miracles that are happening around the world. And I came across something called, it's called NDE, a near-death experiences, where people have seen, come close to dying and going to see Jesus and having a, well, from what, there's been a lot of testimonies of people that have just the most incredible experiences, whether it be like a vision that they had after they died, or they, but a lot of them claim that they felt they were in heaven, if whether that's scriptural, wow, I can't English today, whether that's biblical or not, it's you know, maybe it's a vision they're having, you know, while they're dead, and they you know, and they get resuscitated and they come back to life. And but a lot of these people are having similar experiences where they actually go and meet Jesus, and they just speak about the love and the compassion, the pure joy that they experience while they claim that they have been in heaven, whether it's a vision or not, you know, I don't know. But the stories that they come back with are just incredible, how they align with the Bible, how they align with each other's testimonies, and they speak about how just the feeling of love they have when they're in front of Jesus. It's so amazing to hear this, you know. And so it's been about 2 weeks where I've been listening to this guy. He's got a podcast, and he takes people on his podcast who have had a near-death experience and have some sort of, you know, Christian-related experience. because there are some people that claim they had a near-death experience where they went to this place and they never mention anything about Jesus or glorifying anything else other than themselves. So you got to be careful with stuff like that. But this guy on this specific podcast will – can you hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you, bro.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, we can hear you lovely.
Okay. Yeah, so this guy he's got this podcast. He takes on tons of people who have had these experiences. So it's been so wonderful hearing this and hearing, you know, what's to come. I've been kind of on fire for this, and you know, it's man, I think it might be worth giving this a listen to, you know, for anybody that really wants to see some miracles that are actually happening, because there's testimonies where people have had like major injuries, and somehow God, they claim that they went to heaven, they met Jesus, they were told that, you know, they were essentially downloaded a lot of insights, and then Jesus told them that their time hasn't come yet, they have to go back, they have things they need to do, and then in a lot of these cases, they plead with Jesus that, no, they want to stay, which is very common for them to say. And he says, no, you have to go back, and they go back, and somehow they come back to life in situations where it would be, you know, in a worldly perspective, there would be absolutely no way somebody could survive some of these cases, but they have been given life again, and they are brought back to life somehow, and then during this time they were in heaven, they were flatlined here on earth. They were clinically dead here on earth, but in heaven, but their experience, as soon as they flatline, they are in heaven, and this, all of the pain is gone, and all of this, you know, this world is just gone, and they just have the most incredible feeling of elation and joy and acceptance and forgiveness and the love. They all talk about the love that Jesus has for people. They cannot describe in any kind of language the love that Jesus has for us. And it's, you know, I know it's maybe controversial, because I know a lot of people believe that, you know, there's no way to go to heaven until Christ comes back. Whether it's a vision that they're having of the future, maybe that's the case, but it is, I think it might be worth a listen. If anybody's interested, just look up near-death experience with Randy Kay. And you'll see some incredible testimonies. But that's kind of what I've been up to lately.
Well, that's great, Philip. And no one can debunk something like that. Mary, like, you put the thumbs down, but you've got no evidence it ain't real. And the point is, you can't debunk someone's experience. And it doesn't mean to say they've actually been there. But like you said, they could have had subconscious, you know, maybe they were losing their life, and I know that when people die, they say the life flashes before them and stuff like that. It could have been that. We know that Jesus appeared on the road to Damascus to Paul, and he heard a voice and things like that. And so there's many different things. No one can really, I would be very careful myself to even try and discredit anyone that's had those experiences. My mother-in-law, who was a born-again Christian, she had experience. She went to the dentist and she died on the table. And she described exactly the same things that I've heard some of these sharings on the YouTube. But I don't focus on them. I think, okay, well, that's something there, and that's great for the people that it happened to. But I don't need those things to believe in God and to believe in Jesus Christ. But if those things are genuine, that's fantastic, you know. And even just the being there, it's getting people's attention about heaven, God, eternal life, and it probably turned people's hearts to God to seek him further. So nothing wrong with sharing what you shared. And I don't think anyone should be so quick to put their thumbs down, Mary. ML, should I say. At the end of the day, it's like we shouldn't judge in that manner. Yeah. But that's religious, and I don't like that. And someone sharing their heart for the first time on this Zoom fellowship. You know, thank you, Philip, for sharing that.
Yeah, my pleasure.
Bless your heart, mate. And I, like I said, that's great. And, you know, and if it turns you closer to God, then praise God for that, you know. And,
yeah.
And that's what we want to do. We all want to go to God, look to God, and, you know, and walk in love, and, you know, just encourage one another unto love and to good works, to turn our hearts to God and to walk in his power, to walk in his love. That's what people want. That's what people need. And they need the truth of the word, and, you know, and then for others to take it further like we're doing. That's why we're meeting here. And it doesn't matter what age you are. You can start wherever you are. And, yeah, and you've got a great mum. You're a very blessed young man. And, you know, and I knew your dad as well. And
yes, I know.
Yeah.
My dad was an amazing father, and I had an incredible childhood with him. I was just happy that I got a full 17 years. That's a full childhood with so I was raised with a loving father for my entire childhood, so that's what counts.
And he was one good-looking guy, too. I could see you take after him.
I appreciate that. Thank you.
So you got blessed by his DNA and your mom.
He's a very grateful. my mom and my father came up with some good DNA. We deeply appreciate it.
Beautiful hearts. That's the point. You know, you guys got beautiful hearts. And Annette, your sister, you know, God bless you greatly. Come on more, bro. Come on the fellowship more. Hear some more of the words and be encouraged and be blessed. And, someone's just asked me who you are. This is, Judy here. Collins is her son, Philip. And these guys, Judy was married to a guy who's from Norway. So Carl Morton knows these guys very well as well. Carl Morton's online. And, so they all know each other, and they're beautiful, very beautiful family, and been around for quite some years and had impact on other people's lives. And I love them anyway. I love Philip, and I haven't even met you yet, but I've seen what you do, like fit young lad, good fire. Was it, what do you call you? Fire eating? Show you do?
No, fire performing. I don't do the fire eating, but I do like fire spinning, kind of like you see, and like Hawaiian performers will do the fire spinning, something similar to that. I do, you know, stage effects and pyrotechnics, and I'm getting into doing fireworks. I had my pyrotechnician's license, and I got a bit of a paperwork issue going on. But I do fireworks and stage effects and fire performing.
That's great, mate. What a blessing.
I'll add this just because it's fun. I think a lot of people can appreciate this, but a lot of the shows that we get are kids' parties. And me and my wife do a lot of shows together, where she does things. I'll do the beach whistle, and with a little fire show for the kids. And we'll get dressed up together, and we'll do shows together. And sometimes my daughter comes as well, and she likes to get dressed up. So it's something really fun that we truly enjoy, and we can do together as a family in a lot of cases. We really do enjoy that. So that's kind of on the currently put as it was my full time thing. Now it's currently put as the secondary, and I work a full time construction job again. Watching God, watching and waiting how God facilitates this, and just working as hard as I can.
That's it. Yeah, you're good at what you do. I've seen your videos, and I was like, wow, who's this guy? And then I realized who it was. Like, I'm like, oh, cool. And so great entertainer. And, you know, you'll be making movies soon, doing all that kind of stuff. That'd be cool, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
All right, well, let's move on. Thank you for joining. Thank you for sharing your heart.
Thank you.
God bless you, brother. Like, God bless you. Come on more. I'd love to hear more of what you're doing. And give my love to your sister and that as well, all right? I always say to mum, send my love. Does your mum give my love to you? Because I always tell her, give my love to
you. Oh, yeah, she does. She does.
Well done, Judy. You good and faithful servant. Only joking. All right. Okay. So with that, I like to ask Kathy Clark to share, please. Kathy Jones, are you there?
I'm here. Hello, darling.
How are you doing?
Hi. Well, I'm at the pool catching some rays. And so, again, I feel like I'm in fellowship with you guys at Myrtle Beach. And by the way, Myrtle Beach was the go-to beach when I was growing up here in North Carolina. Spent every summer there. And then I found the Emerald Coast. And so I switched. But anyway, I know that there are some really beautiful places there. And I'm glad y'all are having a blast. God is good. God is great. Life is good. And, what do I share first? I think in light of, I'll go ahead and share this. I was thinking early on in the fellowship, when it first started that, Caleb in the book of Joshua talked about, I think he was 82, and he said that he had still was as strong as the day that Moses sent him out. And I think he was in his 30s. So if you do the math, loosely, 30 years. And so I think that's a great encouragement. It is to me. I think about that record in probably a couple times every week. Because, if the Father has done it for someone, then he's willing to do it for us. And, we can claim walking around like 30-year-olds and having the same strength. And I wondered about that word strong, and it does mean strength or vitality. So anyway, the next thing is there was a beautiful sharing by Lawrence. So I heard something that Sangit encouraged Lawrence by or through, and it was that God cares for us. And then Lawrence makes this statement that we are the center of God's universe. And that just blew me away. And, I've been really talking to the Father about really going deep with this whole thing about how much he loves me and how much he is willing to take care of me and the incredible and wonderful things that he'll provide in my life, as my heart's desire. And, so when Lawrence said, that we are the center of God's universe, I'm like, yes. And as y'all know, that means me. I am the center of God's universe, but it also means you, because how God does it, I can't figure it out. But he's all-knowing and all-powerful and so wonderful. And each one of his children, he treats like an only child. So the last thing I want to share is I got this audio forwarded to me by Sangit. And I guess it was Reuben's fellowship. Maybe his young adult fellowship. Reuben, at the end of the sharing, says, thank you, Johnny. That was a great testimony. And so I wanted to share a little bit about that, because I know Sangit talked, I don't know, maybe a month and a half ago about maybe going to Chile. And this guy, Johnny, had firsthand experience and was sharing about it. And he shared that when they first met the believers there in Chile, there was some resistance and some opposition. And I forget the word he used, but it was really cute. They really gave him a hard time. And they didn't hear from him for you know, a long time. And then they reconnected after several years, and they were warming to this new, somewhat new doctrine, you know, that's being taught. And I know you know, it's like when I first heard some of the things that were being shared, I like stood up and went, whoa, what are y'all talking about? And I want in on it. You know, so there wasn't so much resistance, but it was different. And a lot of times people don't change with something different very quickly. So a couple of years went by, and now they're all on board. And the work that is going on, you know, because of God and His wonderful grace with the people in Chile is just blowing up. It's like, I mean, they are on fire. They're lit up with the things of God and what, you know, we're doing now as far as, walking by the Spirit. And, you know, all God's people are prophets. They can speak by the Spirit. They can prophesy. And so they're on board. And so it was really thrilling to hear about the outreach that's going on. And, there's this song, current song that talks about, I want attention. And it's kind of like a selfish song, but when I hear it, you know, and it's about a girl, guy wanting a girl's attention and vice versa. But when I hear it, I think about, I want attention from God. And the cool thing about it is that I get all the attention I could ever want from Him. There's not a minute, a second that goes by that I seek His attention and that He doesn't give it to me. I mean, He gives all the attention, all the answers, all the love. You know, He just fills me up, and so that I don't have any holes. So anyway, I love you guys. I'm so excited about what's going on there for you guys. Love Lawrence and Kim. So thankful for them. And, yeah, God's word is moving over the world. Love you.
Oh, that's great, Kathy. Thanks for sharing those things. That's wonderful. And it's good to see that the word's moving all over the world, baby. Through you, through me, and through whoever desires. And, you know, we just go to God for those laborers and what He's putting in our hearts. So whatever desire comes to your heart or God's placing there, pray for it and it'll come to pass, you know. God will work with you with those things. And so, yeah, we are God's masterpiece, and He loves us, and He's with us, and we are the center of His universe. And so we can keep ourselves strong and in peace, and just that alone. So thank you for sharing, my darling. Love you very much. I know you're not really far from us, are you, really, from where we are now? And so...
Yeah, about 4.5 hours. Yeah. You know, well, it actually maybe is a little quicker now that they've got the highway in. So, right. You know, you get out there and do 70 and you're there in 3.5. So, and by the way, I had the thought, that, God's been really putting on my heart South Korea. And so if anybody gets, the word of, the Lord, let me know.
Okay, yeah. Awesome. Bless your heart. As I was saying earlier on, Kathy, like you just said that, is that, you know, when God puts something in our heart, then where we can act on it, we act on it, you know, and make the moves, because it needs to have that element of it, you know, like coming here and, you know, or the desire to get together with everyone. It had to start with an action from the fall. And then God just brings everything together, the resources, the finances, the direction, the people, and the vision, you know, with it. So that's great. Yes. Amen to that. We can keep praying for that. So with that, I would like to ask this wonderful lady who's actually hosted this year, and she's been a great blessing, and God's been showing her many things. And so, Sakina, our wonderful host here in South Carolina, would you like to share, darling?
Thanks, Lawrence. God bless everyone. I'm thankful for the thanks. I really don't feel like I'm doing anything except hanging out with my family. Honestly, I mean, there are some things that, yes, you know, take some planning or decision making, but for the most part, this really is just sweet, sweet, sweet fellowship on top of learning and being encouraged. But I'm just thankful that I'm able to do this. You know, the one-to-ones, I'm soaking them all up because you'll be leaving soon. And there's nothing like one face-to-face one-to-ones, you know. I'm thankful for Mary. And really, I feel like I just couldn't have done this without Mary, to be honest with you. Like, really, she's just really been such a has a heart of service, and she's just always there, ready to help. So, and Ethel and Judy, everyone's just been, we've all been working together. You know, that was my heart for us to really emulate the believers in the Book of Acts, who just really working together in one accord, sharing liberally amongst each other, and, you know, looking to God and living peacefully amongst each other, being around each other. You know, we've got some kinks here and there, but we don't let that deter us. You know, we don't look unto each other, unto the flesh. We focus on, you know, the righteousness, the holiness, the higher frequency. When we truly meditate on God and look to God, and He gives us mental direction, you know, God's spirit speaks to our spirit, and our spirit speaks to our minds, you know, getting that good mental direction as we hear the good Rhema words, as we're inspired by Lawrence to look to God and to speak by the Spirit. And when we speak by the Spirit, we know that where those words are power filled and they energize and activate. And that's what's been happening. You know, we've been hearing good Rhema words. You know, we've been hearing some reproof, some correction. We've been hearing things that we need to hear to facilitate the pruning and the shaking up of things, so that some things may fall away, some things continue, some things may get replaced, but we continue. And the ones who stay steadfast, the ones who come to hear this right doctrine, the more excellent way of speaking by the Spirit, being led by the sons of God, walking into the good works, predestined works, calling the laborers, honoring God with our substance, continuing to speak in tongues. Those that understand this doctrine, those that are meek and humble to receive gladly, to walk forth boldly, proclaiming the goodness of God, preaching the gospel, calling, walking into the predestined works where God calls the laborer, you know, calling people out of darkness to light. This doctrine, this more excellent way. And when we are meek and humble and ready to receive the words that we hear that encourage us in this more excellent way, you know, we operate from a place of peace, because we know that it's God who's doing the work. It's God who's directing. It's God who's leading. And we, as His children, His sons and daughters, we just walk with Him, you know, as Jesus Christ did. He walked perfectly with His Father, and He was about His Father's business. And that's what, you know, that for me, I'm speaking, and for those that are in accordance with this more excellent way that our minister is encouraging us in, those that are hearing the words and seeing the words and doing and are staying steadfast, we, you know, we are in one accord, looking to God, looking to move in the things of God. And then for some of us just coming on and starting to hear these words for the first time, that's okay too, because 5 years ago, that's where I was. I continued, and we continue we come back, like Lawrence encouraged, just come back and listen. Come back and hear the words so that we can get that right mental direction from God. You know, this is a place, this is a fellowship where if you're meek and you're hungry, you will hear from God. God will help, well, is a co-laborer with you. He'll help you get to that place of peace with him, that place of walking perfectly with him as best we can according to our desire. He'll help you. You know, he's a deliverer. He can deliver you from the things that weigh down on your mind, that bog you down, that make you think that you're out of fellowship, because you're never out of fellowship. You know, he'll illuminate your mind to the truth. You know, it's the enemy who blinds the mind of the unbeliever. But the believer also can have some, you know, some crud in the window that needs to be cleared. You know, the perspective needs to be made clear so that we can see as God sees. You know, the word says that, you know, we have the mind of Christ. You know, we're seated at the right hand of God. We have an identity that we can walk in, but we need those power, faith-filled words to clear the paradigms, the old thoughts, the conditioning out, so that we can receive the fresh bread, the fresh manna, the daily, fresh, power-filled words to keep us encouraged, to tell us who we are, you know, to show us who we are in terms of our identity in Christ, in terms of how we should be living, in terms of what we should be doing as sons and daughters, you know. And it's a process. The beginning is to just be meek and humble. That's how it starts. You become meek, you're humble, and you're ready to receive. And you ask God, you know, if you're connecting here, you're newly connecting, or you're just listening, ask God, is this fellowship
Yeah, you've come off, sweetheart. No, you dropped off. Oh, she's connected back up. Hold on.
You'll be speaking for me, but...
Okay.
Go ahead.
Oh, there it is. Okay, we got it. We're about to switch.
Okay, we got it. We're about to switch. But anyway, I forgot. Heavenly Father, you know, if you're just tired of the things of the world and you're ready to walk with power, walk and be led by the Spirit of God, and you're ready to receive and live an abundant life, live a peaceable life, you know, you ask God if this is where you should connect, you know, because that's what I did. And every once in a while, I still do that. But every single time, God will answer and he'll let me know. You know, he'll let me know, he'll show me, continue, my daughter, continue with these words of encouragement, continue to receive. And the more we do that, the more we want to do God's business. You know, some of us on here may not want to pray for a laborer or have a laborer or walk in the predestined works. Maybe you just want to get your life right. That's okay too, you know, but you got to start somewhere, you know, and getting your life right, meaning, you know, having the things that God says available to you, peace, abundance, good relationships, health, you know, these are things that God wants for us. He's Christ, our brother in Christ, you know, he died and he sacrificed so that we could have all these things. It's available right now, you know, right now, and just our believing and taking the step towards being meek and receiving the words that you're hearing. And coming back, you know, just continue to seek him, and he'll show you. He'll show you the way. He'll show you how to do the things that you need to do to get that abundance, to get that peace. And really, it's just about believing. And coming to this fellowship, your faith will be built up, because faith cometh by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. So we connect and we stay together, looking to God in one accord, and we edify each other, we build each other up, we build up our faith so that we can be bold and go out and do the things that God has for us to do, and to also receive, you know, to receive the things God has for us so that we can live this beautiful life that he's given us. And it is a beautiful life. You know, we're here on the beach here, And I'm just so blessed. I'm blessed to be at a point where I'm here with other believers, and I'm thinking about, you know, what's next, God? You know, what's next? What do you have for me? Just continue to work in me, work with me, and we'll just stay with God. You know, we just keep walking steadfastly with our eyes looking to God, and He'll direct. So that's all I'm going to share. I'm thankful. I'm blessed. I love you all. And we're already talking about our next trip. So we're giving that to God, and looking forward to just seeing each other more and more, because the body of Christ does need this. Zoom is not enough. Anyway, love you all. God bless.
Amen. Zoom is not enough. Yes, we need to get together more regularly. That'd be great. Thanks again. A great sharing. Thank you for your love and your heart and your service. And, you know, and I can see God working big things for you as well, and in your desire, and in the things that you've got going on here, girl, because you've got some nice potential laborers there too. So bless your heart, love. So next I would like to ask Ethel. Are you around, Ethel? Ethel's been our cook for the day. She's been cooking Filipino food, I think. One minute. Okay, we give her one minute.
Yeah, just one minute.
Right, time up. I'm joking. Yeah, she's doing some delicious food there. So, right, come on, hurry up. We ain't got all day. She's brilliant, Ethel. If you're going to share, you got to unmute. There you go.
Oh, shoot. Oh. Yeah. Look at me. I'm sorry. I look like a chef. Anyway, God bless you all. Oh, my God. Look how dark I've gotten. I love it. I'm in Myrtle Beach, you guys. Actually, I'm on one of the farthest one, you know. I came from the other side of the States, which is the West Coast. I mean, the East Coast is really a different vibe. But you know what? I see how God has just blessed my life. Who would have thought I'll be traveling like this? But the thing is, desire it first, right? You go to God and say, Father, you know, I'm desiring this. I want to travel. And it has to be out in alignment with God, right? What your desire is and God's desire. Then make that decision. And from that decision, God delivers. I didn't know. Yeah, I am in God's economy. I mean, in the world's way, I possibly could not have afforded this trip. However, my desire was there. And I just know that I know when I'm traveling, God, you're going to have to cover every small and big detail of this trip. Because you know what? I'm his kid. I am spoiled from God, and in a good way. And he makes it happen as I give my desire to him, you know. What a blessing this has been. Thank you, Sakina, for being such a great host. Mary is my roommate. I know I snore, Mary. I'm so sorry, love, but I love you. It has been an experience because we're roommates for the week, you know. So I snore. I go to the couch. Guess who snores? I hear Laura. I'm like, oh, my God. I don't know what's going on.
Bring me into it.
But, yeah, I know. So then, you know what? I slept it off. But it's great. I still get to do my walk. There's a wonderful pier here and the beach. And so, you know, God is just, he just knows how to show out as you let him, as you desire it, make that decision. It's very, very exciting. And, you know, these are just the beginnings. And Sakina and I was thinking, oh, wow, we can host another one. And it shouldn't just be like once a year, you know. I mean, it's great we get to see you guys in Zoom, but the actual physical hugging, you know, breaking bread together, that kind of stuff, it's just so beautiful. So I go home Saturday and, oh, another 12 hours, but that's okay. It's a good time for me to meditate, speak in tongues, pray to God,
you know, that kind of stuff. But, you know, as I see it, man, what fruit that I have, you know, having to travel like this. I never would have thought it's possible, but we got all things are possible. And you know what? My daddy's showing me great and mighty things. I don't know, but he does. He has great big plans for me and for you guys too, you know. And that's the fruit that we have. And so far, what I've been learning in this laborers is that I'm learning some more, the growth, okay, in every aspect of my spiritual life and also the world's life. I mean, I'm just thankful that I know God the way I do. I would not probably survive this world. But, boy, it was such a challenge coming here before coming to Myrtle Beach. I said, God, I can't wait to get to Myrtle Beach. But the thing is, I got here, and, boy, thank you, God. And it's like heaven on earth, you know, you're with your spiritual family. And, it's just wonderful. I mean, I'm seeing Laura, my minister, she's just on the phone and he's like, oh my God, he's here. The first thing I got off from the plane, I said to Sakina, you pinch me. I think I'm dreaming. But, no, Myrtle Beach is beautiful. It's a great place to have laborers. You know, I'm even getting inspired to do another one in Oregon, to do another laborer there. But I have a lot of desire. We got to have a lot of goals with him now. This is what I'm learning while I'm here in the laborers, that the more you see what God's doing in your life, the more you want to have these goals and set it up with him, you know, and you're the only one. You have that relationship with your father. It's between you and him, and you've got to have that desire. Boy, my desire is huge. And there's nothing like really seeing my family in Christ, my brothers and sisters. And I'm just blown away, really. This is the fruit of what God has been doing in my life. And, of course, like yesterday, we had a fellowship, and Lawrence asked, what is your take home so far? What are you learning in this laborers, you know? There's a lot of answers to that, the aspects to it, what am I learning? I first thought of, I would get impact. There's impact to where, oh, wow, look at her. There's something about her. I mean, it's there now. But more so, you know, that people just get drawn to you without having to work really, really hard or something. We are that mouthpiece, and let's utilize that. That's our job. And then God's job is the heart tenderizer, heart nudger, and heart everything, heart changer. So, it's all good. Sakina and I was talking about, let's do the labors, not just once a year. You know, let's do it, well, I don't know, 3-4 months or something. But it's been inspiring us, and we don't know our next destination, but we can host, you know, or any one of you who will be inspired to do that. Yeah, it can be a lot of work. It's also very rewarding because you're working for that, you know, and it's all good. I'm going home Saturday. Sakina, can you adopt me? I'll just stay with you another month.
Let's do it.
Oh, she goes, let's do it. Windows, I mean, I wash dishes and I can cook. But anyway, it's all good. Going home Saturday. It's a 12-hour flight. But it's good. I love this long flights because I can, like I said, speak in tongues, pray, meditate, who knows who along the way. And yeah, as soon as I step back to Oregon, the impact is what I want. You know, God, let's make an impact here kind of a thing. So laborers is good. Thank you again, Christina, for all the work that you're doing. My God, Mary, she's amazing. You know, she's doing it all. people that do marry. And then, of course, the rest of the others here, you know, we all offended. But anyway, yeah. Tonight we're having good dinner. It's Asian, you guys. It's Asian cooking. But I love you all. I'm just so thankful that we have a Zoom like this where we can share each other's hearts. Yeah, that it's all about the heart because God is all love. He's easy to be entreated, and he's such a great, big, wonderful God. Bless you guys.
Thank you, my little darling. And Ethel, just some information for you.
Yeah, yes.
Get a tan because you're on holiday. You was born with a tan, darling.
Who? Who is born with a tan?
You.
Me,
I mean, said you didn't get a tan, a suntan. You already got a tan, love.
I just stayed for like an hour or so, and I'm so brown. Look at it, natural. It's organic. Don't panic. Right?
I love you, sweetheart. Bless you. I'm only kidding with you. Right, so, love you, darling. Thank you for sharing. Great sharing. What was I going to say? So, Dylan, are you over your technical difficulties? Do you want to try and share, or are you still got technical difficulties? I'll wait a minute. Let's just see if we can unmute. Okay. It looks like you still got the technical difficulties. Right, so Frank, Mr. Frank Juvelé. Shalapapa, shalapapa, shalapapipi.
Okay, okay.
God bless you, mate.
God bless you. Yes, I am very blessed to listen to you, and I'm very lifted, if I can say, lifted up by your sharing, your inspired sharing, and I'm very thankful to be part. I like to say always that, because it's true. And yes, and we can test and see how God is able to really strengthen us in situation. And we are the focus point where God can very pour out his power and his love and joy and right doctrine, and it's by grace. We don't puff up about it, and we leave all that, and we know that we are just dust, flesh, but through renewing, you know, and through the right doctrine and the encouragement, we can really keep a high standing, high level that we truly are. And it's the way that God made us. And we can, and as you used to say, Laurence, we can stay, you know, be alone and stay alone and thinking that things are going to be from one man. No, it's really one body, and the body of Christ who will reach levels, you know, from glory to glory. And yes, and God has great things for us to manifest, because he had prepared in advance all things. And Jesus Christ testimonied it when he said, all is accomplished. And also, we can have a model, we can identify ourselves. We can really identify ourselves to God, that is light, that is love, that is wisdom, that is strength. And we also can see through the Christ in us, this God, and this Christ, we can is the Holy Spirit, you know, that we can tap into, you know. We can just, as Moses, you know, was looking, as he was looking God, you know. And we are part of all that, and God has great plans, I'm for sure, and he's not a liar, he can't lie. And we just, you know, continue, even sometime we can be very low or low, but whatever, that's, God is really, when we stand fast, you know, God will really uplift us to the greatest. And yes, and God bless you, and you are very dear, very, each one of you is really important. And yes, as I don't know who shared that, sorry, but yes, God, relationship is how God did it, you know, because God is love, and I listen to that, and that's the greatest thing that God made. As God said that we are His workmanships. Yes, it's really this love and relation that we can have with tender heart and a loving heart, not judging, yes, but correcting with love, you know, speaking the truth with love, and we, each part of the part of each one of us is to be humble enough to receive from God and to manifest God's glory, because it can't be different than that. And the glory of God didn't change, and we will see God's glory for sure. And yes, new heaven, new earth, but it begins like right now where we are. And I used to these times thinking that I am blessed with all blessings from God, you know, spiritual blessing that impact my terrestrial life, you know, my life on earth, and moving mountains, and it'll do for each one of us. And that's all I wanted to share. God bless you, I love you, and very thankful to listen to what you lived and shared, and we can feel it, feel that it's really wonderful. It was a wonderful time, and God bless you and love you.
Well, we love you, Frank. Such a beautiful heart you got there, bro. Kicking ass. With the love of God. Love covereth a multitude of sins, that's for sure. And it's really, really cool. God is doing great. I look forward to having a one-on-one view once I'm settled back at home. We will have the one-on-one, brother. We will have it. And in the meantime, remind you to talk about one-on-ones. Bambi, would you like to share?
Bambi. Be there.
Yeah, come on, Bambi. Be there, cat lady. Hello? Are you there? Doesn't sound good. I'll come back to you, Bambi. You might be in a better position to where you are now. Okay. Jason, would you like to share, Jason?
Sorry, did you say me, Lawrence?
Yeah, bro. Do you want to share?
If you want me to.
Yeah, I'm asking you. Go for it, mate.
All right. Well, thanks. Everybody's sharings have been so great tonight. And Philip, I loved what you were sharing. Is he still on here, actually? Oh, I don't know if he is. I love what Philip was sharing earlier.
No, he's not. He's gone now, Jace. But it's Judy. Judy can pass the message on to him.
Yeah. Yeah, that really blessed me. His heart, Judy, really blessed me. And I've seen the same sort of videos myself before. And I'm everything he was sharing, I was thinking, yeah, you can't knock that. It could be real. It could actually be real. And it's because God is the judge of the whole universe. I'm not. Right? God says what should happen and what shouldn't happen. Not me. And Jesus Christ, the King, at God's right hand side. If he says it's fit, it's right to meet somebody that way, then it's right to meet somebody that way. Hey, who am I? I'm nobody, right? I'm a child of God that believes God, that looks to God. I think
he didn't come out a lot, you know. Oh yeah.
I think there's been a lot of dogma and stigma put on what we should believe, what we shouldn't believe, instead of like we've been hearing tonight about walking by the Holy Spirit, speaking by the Holy Spirit, and doing what's in our hearts to do. And I think if it's in somebody's heart to look at something, hey, look at it, if that's what God's working in you. Yeah, I just wanted to, I don't know why, but that just hit my heart first, actually. But really, first and foremost, I thank God for how awesome he is. He never changes, otherwise we'd be goners. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. I'm so thankful for that. I'm thankful for my ministers, Lawrence and Kim, and Sangit and Beatrice, who brought the same doctrine. God has brought it through, I should say, and everyone on here, because it's great hearing everybody's sharings and testimonies of what God has shown them personally. In each individual person's life, like Becky with her running, or it could be Ethel with her cooking, Sukina with something. It's everybody's got something going on in their life because of the sound doctrine that we're receiving. For me personally, I've had health issues actually, and I just did what was in my heart. I went to God first, then I spoke to one person who was a receptionist at a doctor's surgery, and you cannot get an appointment there on the day. If you want an appointment, you've got to wait a couple of weeks or something. So as I'm talking to her, she said, wait there. She disappeared. She came back 5 minutes later. She said, are you still here? No, I'm joking. She never really. you got to have some humor. But she said, oh, I've got an appointment for you for today for 4:30. I'm like, what? No. So I had this appointment, and discussing some things with this doctor, it's funny because he's looked up and said, we want to do these tests so we can check for cancer. I said, well, I don't believe it's cancer. It's funny because I've never, ever looked at any doctor and said that before. But for I don't know how many decades now, I've been confessing I won't have cancer. Because I heard about our confessions decades ago. And I heard about somebody confessing that, okay, he had cancer. Okay, well, it won't be this type of cancer. It'll be that type. And as soon as he said it, I thought, why aren't you just saying you don't want cancer? And that's what how it hit my heart. Sadly, that guy died of cancer. It took 2 years, but sadly he went. Great believer. But from that, I thought, no, I won't have cancer. And that was my decision. It wasn't based on, did I ask God if that's the truth or not? I didn't. I just confessed. And like Lawrence says, say what you want, not what you see, right? So I'm now telling this doctor it's not cancer. So, I mean, who are we in this world? Are we stepped on? No. Are we above the world, the systems of the world? Yes, we are. It's nothing wrong getting things checked out either. If you want to get something checked out, get it checked out. Hey, great. You know what you're then aiming to believe God for, or what you know is not going to happen because you're not accepting it. We accept the truth, but do we accept situations, circumstances, and things like this? Are we bold Are we declaring our faith? Well, that happened on a Friday anyway. So I had that doctor's appointment, which was a miracle to get an appointment. Then the following Monday, something else came up and I went to a pharmacist. Pharmacist said, oh my gosh, yeah. She walked away. She said, wait, wait there. And she came back. She said, are you still here? No, she said, no, I'm joking. That's twice. Yeah. They're trying to get rid of me. No, she came back. She said, I've got a doctor's appointment for 4 o'clock today if you want it. I'm like, what? It's impossible to get that any time. Yeah, I've just got two right on the bounce, right? okay, great. So then I was rang up at 2 o'clock instead of 4 o'clock. Oh, we've had a cancellation. Do you want to come in now? Yeah, why not? Or no, it was 20 minutes. That's right, 20 to 2 for 2 o'clock. So I said, yeah, why not? So we got it out of the way. And I've been trying to get hold of Lawrence. Because I ministered to myself. Yes, we can minister healing to ourselves. And I got to admit, when something's going on health-wise, it's easy to slip into the old way of thinking, the old mind, the old nature. Oh, my gosh, what is it? Could it be this? Could it be that? And I just didn't know. But I was also thinking, no, God's got this. I know he has. And, you know, sometimes it can be a bit of a seesaw thing. oh my new man. Then you just got smashed in the middle of the seesaw in half and just say, shut up, I'm walking in the new man. This is going to be this way, not that way. Anyway, obviously Lawrence has been busy, I know that. So he rang me one day, and so I ran it past him, and he's ministered with words to me on the phone. And I asked him, would you just do whatever God puts in your heart to command? And he did. You know, when we've been ministered to, we've ministered to ourselves. Our confession should straight away be, I'm healed. If we're going to somebody else for ministering, our confession should straight away be, I'm healed. Throughout everything, even before I ministered, I think I was already confessing I'm healed by Jesus Christ's stripes. So I was already confessing that. But there are times when we need to go for that. You know, whether it's first aid, second aid, or whatever it is. First aid, God, second aid, we minister to ourselves. Third aid, get somebody else to minister. It's funny because I was sharing on that last week as well. And sometimes it can seem like, and somebody shared this earlier, you're really out of whack and out of fellowship with God. Because it's the way the old nature works, and the enemy works that old nature in you to try and convince you of a lie. But, you know, if that's the case, then when Jesus Christ was being beaten and tortured for like, what was it, 72 hours before his crucifixion, that must mean that he was out of whack and out of fellowship with God as well. I don't believe that's true. And when they nailed him up to that tree, no. He did that because we cannot possibly cover our own sins. We cannot possibly even pay for our own healing. And doctors are finite in their knowledge, not infinite. They're not all-knowing. They're not God. They're good for advice now and again. If we need that, if God is guiding us that way, maybe another head can come up with something. But it's funny because with the second thing that came up with me, I'm looking in the mirror. It's basically a gland on my neck. And I'm looking at it and it's swollen up. As I'm looking at it, it could have been anything, right? And I didn't have a clue what this was. As I'm looking at it, gland came to mind. Four times, I'm looking at it and checking it over, and at separate times, gland came to mind, and I knew that was God. Every single time. It was too crystal clear for it not to be God. Being led by the Spirit. So, doctors reckon it's a lymph node, but we've got to rule out this and rule out that. I thought, I don't care. Now I know what it is. You've confirmed what it is. Great. Lymph nodes are gland, right? So great. Great stuff. So I did some YouTubing on lymph nodes and I thought, wow, that's what it does, is it? Oh, right. Okay. And yeah, you've got various parts of your body. And this say it's great because I learned some stuff as well. And learned to believe God for that, right? So it's been great. And in the throes of it all, oh, a guy turned up today at my mum's house and they're finally going to put a wet room in the bathroom at long last, which is something she's been desiring. And we prayed. You know, I mean, we're looking to God for things. And they're finally going to put this, they're going to do the bathroom out. So there's a walk-in shower in there for her. She ain't got to step in and out of the bathtub or whatever. She's struggling with her walk-in these days. I wish she'd just come and be a believer with us, but she's not. She believes, she prays. I know she does. But she does it her own way. So whatever. Love her dearly. But she's now bought a mobility scooter as well that finally came through today. And she bought a shed to put it in. And I'm thinking that shed is not very, I don't know. I didn't like it much, but whatever. Okay. She should be good, Mum. Yeah, at least she's got something going. And I know God's going to protect it. So, that has blessed me a lot. Seeing results come through that were, she's been told no for a long time on these things. And I said, Mum, you've got to fight them. You've got to fight against them. You've got to take it to them and keep on at them. But she didn't. She doesn't. She didn't. This is the local authorities, people. But this, yeah, they sent this company round and, yeah, different things have been checked out now. So wheels are in motion now for her to finally get a better living conditions in her house that she should have had a long time ago. So praise God, because it's blessings. And in the throes of all of this, all sorts of things going on. I've managed to get out working and do work. I've been picking up extra work. Oh my gosh, yeah, I do want a God with my substance for prescription on my increase. Oh, wow. So, and then just yesterday, it's funny, I'm really itching for an open door, but for a laborer, and I nearly shared with somebody, and I thought, no. Father, you've got to open the door, you've got to bring them this way, because I don't know otherwise. I don't want to do it in my own strength. So I'd finished my day's work. I'm walking up the street with some ladders and bucket. And this was around 8 o'clock, I think, in the evening, not far off. I was running late. And a lady was coming down the other side of the road on crutches. And she looked up, she said, good evening. But yes, I thought, wow. I said, hello, my love. How are you? And she started talking. She said, I'm fine. And I'm thinking, wow. And as we were talking, she just started sharing her life story with me. And after a while, she was on about people and this, that, and the rest of it about people. I said, yeah. And she's trying to figure out what's wrong with the world and all this. I said, you know what the worst part is? I said, so many people are not aware that God really desires to heal them. And she's there on her crutches. And do I know she's in her 80s? And she was brought up a Christian and to confess positively and to look at things positively and things like this. And I'm like, wow. And as she was just sharing with me her life story, basically, I was welling up because it was just, this is fantastic. I thought, wow. And I wanted somebody to share with. I wanted somebody to give to. And I'm being ministered to myself by this lady. God's showing me there's people there that really are looking to him as well, and she is. She's not on the internet though, sadly. Otherwise she could have been here tonight. But by the end of the conversation, yeah, she's got a few things going on. So I just said, can I minister to you? Can I pray for you? She said, yeah, my name's Sylvia. I said, right, great. And then before I even started commanding things, because that's what it is. We command it in the name of Jesus Christ. Well, we could say whatever's in our heart to say. It could be like, oh, yeah, you've already got it. It's already done. But it was just in my heart, put my hand on the shoulder, pray first. And I'm praying for all the things I know are true. In the scriptures, you lay hands on the sick, they shall recover. Father, thank you. You don't lie. She's healed. I know as soon as I've spoken these words, it's done. claim the blood of Jesus Christ flooding through her. By the time we were done, she was lifting her legs up and saying, oh my gosh, I couldn't do that before. And she shook my hand with her hand that's supposedly bad, and she can't do this, that, and the rest of it with that. I said, well, no, you couldn't before, but you can now. So replacing every negative with a positive, it was just crazy. It was just absolutely crazy. But she was so blown away by it. She's not used to people speaking to her that way on the streets. That when we went our separate ways, she said, I really hope I see you again soon. And I said, yeah, and likewise as well. She said, I'm going to be praying for you tonight. And like, oh, great, thank you. Yeah, likewise. And we've been hearing all night how God answers prayers, but I was asking God, give me something to do. Come on, give me something to do for your kingdom. Encourage me. I need this. And he did. And really, I suppose, I think to cap off, definitely my past week, I'd say, probably, a song kept coming to my mind one day. This was a week or so ago. And I hadn't heard it since, for years. And it was a guy I didn't know much about, the singer. And I didn't realize this song went all over the world, and it's been re-recorded by about 200 different artists. One of them, Glen Campbell, and I actually watched him do this song with a tuxedo on, bow tie and everything. And it's The Streets of London, Ralph McTell. And each time I listened through it, it was just welling me up on the inside. And then I discovered a video where I played with John Williams, the John Williams, a great guitarist, on his 70th birthday, the same song. And it was then, and it was a couple of last night or the night before as well. And I know, yeah, it's about poor people on the streets and things like this. And other people in other countries are saying this could be in your town, this could be in your city. Even Glen Campbell was saying that sort of thing. He fell in love with the song. He said, I had to record it. Well, I think it's a great song. And I think that there's a spiritual connotation to words like that. And this, the actual song itself. When we look at people, how are we looking at them? Are we looking at them through God's eyes or through an unbeliever's eyes? And it's easy to be quick to judge somebody. Anyone on it, based on anything you think you can judge them on, or I think I can judge them on. But how is God looking at that person? Nothing but pure love is how God looks at every person. And yet, even the worst sinner, God looks at them with pure love. He doesn't like what they're doing, but he still looks at them with pure love because God is pure love. And if we are the children of God, we are to represent pure love. How do we represent pure love? Somebody's struggling to get along the street. Oh. And it can only be God's love that can touch somebody. If I offer my version, it's no good. Because that's religion. So if I offer someone God and the Lord Jesus Christ as well, and that's the truth. And it's the truth that sets people free. And, you know, as much as Ralph McTell can sing about the streets of London, the beggars, the old guy and the old girl, and anyone that's on the streets, homeless, genuine homeless people, yeah, and there are some. We've got some fake ones in Bristol, I know we have, but there's genuine ones as well. And I don't know which ones are which sometimes. So I have to walk with God. If he wants me to go and do something for someone or share with some, I'll share the gospel with somebody if I'm going to give him anything. Better off giving him the gospel anyway. But then you think there's people in nice houses. They've got plenty of wealth, physical wealth, nice cars to drive, but they're empty on the inside. They're down and out. They're spiritually down and out. So if God puts somebody in front of me, will I be bold to speak with pure love, without judging? And it's hard because we're human, because we've got the carnal nature in us as well. It's hard, but it's rewarding when we do it that way, because our rewards are laid up in heaven. And rewards on earth are one thing, but the greatest rewards are the ones that are laid up in heaven because we listen to the Father. So that's what I got. Thank you very much for asking me to share. Thank you for everyone for listening. And it's been wonderful listening to everybody tonight. And I can't wait to hear everybody else's. But God bless you all. I love you all.
Bless you, Jace. Wonderful sharing, bro. Bambi, I think she's gone anyway. She said it was too windy for her to share. You won't be able to hear her, so that, but she sends her love to everyone. And with that, we are done. So I'd like someone to unmute their mic and pray, and we'll have some manifestations.
I'm here. I can
look
pray
for it, my darling.
Okay. Heavenly Father, thank you for this evening. I thank you for this fellowship and for the heavenly words that were spoken. I thank you, God, that everyone who is listening gets blessed in a special way, as you intended them to be blessed and inspired and encouraged. And Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for your love for us and the things that you just do, great and small and special, for your children. And I thank you for being a loving Father to us all. Thank you for Lawrence and for Kim and for how they host this Zoom fellowship and make it available, make these wonderful avenues of being able to allow us to share your heavenly words. It just makes things so easy to do, Father. And so I just thank you for them, and thank you for keeping them safe, blessing them and their family. And I lift all of this to you, and thank you in the name of Jesus Christ, and thank you for the manifestations as well. Amen.
Okay, well, while you're unmuted, Sakina, would you like to manifest?
Sure. Come to me, my children, with boldness. Come to me knowing with assurance that I am a God who delivers. I am a God who backs his word. Trust in me with all your heart. Don't look to the left. Don't look to the right. Look at me. Look to me for all your needs. Walk forward boldly with power, believing that I am the one who backs you up. I am the one who fights for you. I am the one who guides and leads you, for I am your Heavenly Father, and I love you with a tender heart. So continue to look to me and stand strong and bold, believing that I am a God who does not lie and who takes care of his children.
All right, Ethel, would you like to bring forth a word of prophecy, darling?
Yes.
Can you hear me?
Just be.
Okay. Be still and know, yes, I'm your Heavenly Father. Your Father that loves you and wants to take care of you in all the days of your lives. I just want you to look to me with boldness and confidence, for you know that you know. I'm a God who's able. I'm a God who's willing. And I'm a God who's faithful. And I love you very dearly, so just be still, because I'll take care of you in all the days of your lives.
Amen. And Mary Ann, word of prophecy, please. Mary Ann.
My beloved children, I hold you in the palm of my hand. So feel secure in my love and in my great strength, for I give you everything that I am. And know that you can walk forward boldly, fearlessly, with great confidence and great trust in me, for I will not let you fall. I will always bring you forward. I will always be the deliverer of your lives. I will always protect your hearts, my people, for you're so dear to me. So walk with me, my children. Be at peace. Be at peace among yourselves. And know that I love you and stand with you and labor together with you. And you cannot fail because you have me.
Amen. So, Kathy Jones, would you like to close us out with a word of prayer, love?
Sure. Dad, all I can say is, wow, those manifestations were hot. They were right on the money. And, Father, they healed us as they were spoken. So thank you for this wonderful fellowship. Thank you for Lawrence and Kim. And, Father, that we can just continue to see the word light up the world. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.
Amen. Well, God bless your beautiful hearts. Have a great rest of your day, great evening, whatever you're doing, and a great day tomorrow and a great weekend. We leave here on Saturday morning, and I got to put up with Mary for 7 hours driving. He's joking. She's got to put up with me, I think, more like it. And but we'll have fun, and then I fly out Sunday evening. We leave. My flight takes off about 10 o'clock. And, yeah, I'll try and get her to sort her shit out by the time we get back to her house, and she should be fine now. Anyway, it's been a great time. We've had great fun. Everyone's been blessed, and, we've learned a lot. We've learned a lot, my dears, and it's been a great year. Thank you again, Sakina, for hosting us, darling. It's been great. Thank you for all that you've done, and also Mary and everyone that's chipped in and helped. And we love you. So we'll have soon fellowship next week as normal. International soon. And that's it. So you are free to go. God bless you.